Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo. The Angry Fans Radio. You guys already know what it is, man. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan and Three Letterman Fellas. What's good?
Yo, yo. Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007. The whole Angry Fan moment, man.
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE. You already, man. Let's get it.
You already know, you already know. Yeah, yo, we got a crazy show tonight. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Thursday, man. But we got DNA coming up later on at 9 o'clock. But we got to talk about a little bit more in-depth about this Smack blog. Now, saying kind of went at the vets, things like that. What do you guys think about it, man? We touched on it a little bit yesterday.
Go ahead. I started off yesterday.
No,
y'all wasn't agreeing with me now that I think about it.
Right, and I want to piggyback on what you said the other day. Nah, because I think Caps was looking at this. I'm not faulting you for you, brother. I'm not faulting you when I say this. You were looking at it on Smack's aspect, on a business standpoint of battle rap. You're looking at it as a fan, because you're a fan, so you're looking at it through those glasses. I was trying to bring to your attention, like, okay, let's say me, you, and Timbo, we're A-Verb, Hitman, whoever, another battle rapper, right, who's been in the game for a long time, and we chilling, and we see that blog. You don't think the three of us will look at each other like, yo, is he trying to take a shot at us, in a sense? Because Smack has never talked about having a top five before. This is new.
But see, that's the whole thing, is I actually did hear him mention Tay Rock before about him being his favorite in the URL and shit. He did mention that before. I forgot where I seen that, but he mentioned that before. Do I think that, I mean, I see what you're going with this shit, but I mean, if you're nice, then you're nice. Let your skills speak for itself. You shouldn't be trying to be a Smack's number one battler. So fucking what? I mean, it's supposed to be the best.
Right.
That's just how I'm looking at that shit, to be honest with you, man. I'll put it like this, a touch of feelings. I would look at it like this. If I was a battler who felt some kind of way, I wouldn't catch feelings and be mad at Smack. I'd try to kill Tay Rock and Will right about now to make Smack look stupid.
Damn.
That's why I would look at it.
Mm.
Agree, disagree? What's that?
I gotta go with man. I think it's a shot at the vets, man. I think it's a shot at the top tier.
But my nigga, let me ask you a question. All right, when y'all say it's a shot at the top tier, do y'all really think that he that ass simply said, I'm a blast every top tier? You gotta understand why this whole bars over names came about. Let's not forget why it was brought into play. Because a lot of these niggas weren't bringing it. And it wasn't the PGs or the mid-tiers. It was the top tiers. That's the reason why he put
so
the other blog out.
That was a shot at the top tier. That bars over names, right?
But that was the old blog. We know that.
Yeah, but are you
he
saying this
to that.
Doesn't
he said
have,
I was
are
trying
you saying,
to light a few.
Are you saying this doesn't have, is it sort of in the same thing as a shot at the top tiers, though, just like that was? We know that was a shot at the top tiers. Why can't this not be a shot at the top tiers? He didn't mention any other three people on his top five but Rock and Will. Now, there's people that Rock with Smack also.
You know what's crazy, my nigga?
He didn't mention.
I think this is the reason why Smack don't even do too many damn blogs. Because people be fucking analyzing every single word that come out of a nigga mouth and shit. Like, God,
he has to know
mean,
that too, though.
If he's saying that Tay Rock and Ill Will is his top two and he's talking that shit about these two, Ill Will is the golden child, I put money up on these niggas, da-da-da. Niggas shouldn't be catching feelings because Smack is still paying them.
But let me ask you a question. As a league owner, do you want to hear your owner, I don't want to say sound biased, no pun intended, but he to sound biased in a sense by, you know, saying these cats are my young boys, I'll put them against. I've never heard Smack say, like, He said it was chess, Caps and Timbo. He said that shit like, yo,
he did.
These are my niggas right now. They on the front line of this battle rap shit for the URL. Bam. I put these niggas against any one of y'all motherfuckers. Let's get it popping. What's good?
Do I think that Smack sounds biased?
In a sense, I think a little bit. Like, I won't say biased.
I wouldn't say biased. I think Smack is confident. I mean, the PGs is the new wave. That's just that. We can all see you got niggas talking about retiring. You got all kinds of shit. What's Smack supposed to do if he's not digging the PGs up? The top 10 niggas are already stomping on him.
Right.
That's how I really feel about the situation. I see niggas are trying to say, they're trying to make Smack look like the bad guy, and
right.
And that's how people are looking at it. But it's just like, I mean, the niggas trying to put fire back in URL. We all know that the whole problem mainly was with URL. It wasn't with King of the Dot. It wasn't with iBattle or Spit That Heat or none of these other leagues. It was with URL, and it really came down to a lot of it had to do with business and shit like that. It was the top tiers versus Smack. Smack got the PG niggas. The PG niggas want to battle the top tier, obviously. The top tier don't want to battle them. He tried to put some fire in these niggas. And I think L. Will and T-Rock are two nice niggas anyway, so it's not that far of a stretch.
Yeah, I don't think it's a shot. Yeah, I fuck with them niggas.
I see what you say, though. I don't think I do.
And I see what you're saying, too. That's why we have this a great forum for us to chop it up. You know what I'm saying? I want to dig your brother's minds and see how y'all feel about that shit. Because, you know, and obviously, if I look in Smack's glasses now, he's probably looking at it like, yo, I hate to say this, but how for, you know, the incident that you popped off, you caused niggas certain venues that they can't pop off in New York City. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, the situation where you and Jones, you know what I'm saying? And like you said something yesterday, Caps, you said niggas be on stage shitting on Smack. Like, that shit ain't cool right there. So Smack is like, yo. And I'm getting disrespected on top of that while niggas taking shots at me on blogs.
That's a total slap in the face when niggas come at the league owner. It is. There's just no other way around that shit. I don't mean that Charlie Clips and Young L shit, because it looked like they was joking.
Right.
You know saying? When Clips said, I'll give you the rest when you get my bread. Like, that was kind of a joke. Not necessarily, in my opinion, a shot, but more of a joke. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, let's not forget, about a year ago, we was all sitting here talking about how Smack looked like he was getting ready to cry in a blog, my nigga.
Right, that nigga looked mad.
URL was on the brink of, we didn't know what was going on with URL. That's why the English fan shit started. It was like, what the fuck is going on?
But Timbo.
You know what I mean? So I actually feel good to see Smack doing that shit.
You said something about bars over names a second ago. Let me ask you a question about that, bars over names. Both of y'all, man. Was it really bars over names? Because the niggas he brought on there have bars. Big T, Arsenal, K-Shine. So, I mean, was it really bars over
you
names?
You can't really say it was bars over names, you know? I mean, Ars is the biggest name in battle rap statistically.
Right.
How could you say it was bars over names?
I mean, why? Because Murray went in, man.
Wait. Let's go back to that example real quick. You said Arsenal, said that again?
Arsenal is the biggest battle rapper statistically.
Does he have the biggest, the best bars?
Nah, but he got the most views, though. But besides the Philippines cat, I know the Philippines cat got the most views if you want to go there, but Arsenal, yes.
You know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean, but I'm saying the nigga in here, like, you're absolutely right. Arsenal got the most views. He does.
Does that mean he's the best battler?
No.
But he's the biggest name. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The bar over names. You have Arsenal on there.
But all right, let me ask you a question. When Arsenal battled K-Shine, did Arsenal get booed?
I don't think he got booed, if I recall. I don't think he got booed at all.
I got real booed, that. Right?
Then Arsenal got booed in a couple of battles. Come on now.
I think Sharone got booed, but, you know. But Arsenal, no, he's the most viewed, though. It's still not.
I mean, for that event, the bars over names, that's what we're saying. Like, that's the biggest. Statistically, that's the biggest name. Besides the guy you're right.
But I'm trying to say, but if that man is not bringing bars up to par like that, then I think that statement is accurate. That's why
I never looked at it. I mean, if you look at bars over names, so basically you're saying, I mean, and if I was those niggas on that car that night, when they say bars over names, are you saying that we're not a name, we just have bars? Because the bars gave us a name. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of you know what I'm saying? I hate to dissect it that way, but.
At the same time that all these niggas were holding out on battles for money, and niggas was fucking saying they were not wanting to battle other people and shit like that. I mean, there was a lot going on, my nigga.
Right.
The battles had a lot of control, in my opinion, on what was going on in battle rap. And it wasn't, a lot of that shit wasn't falling on SmackDown niggas. You could tell the battles were doing anything they wanted to do on that stage.
But let me ask y'all.
Heavy, but when Shug came at Smack, I mean, you can't tell me that Smack was mad.
He had to feel some kind of way.
You not my
son. You know what I'm saying?
Da-da-da-da-da, you can't control me. Like, you got to understand, my nigga, they work for this nigga. They're contractors for this nigga. And a lot of them were actually doing it. Think about when Smack be standing on stage and they be like, yo, Smack. He don't be knowing what these niggas do.
Yeah. But are y'all cool with a league owner saying who his top five is, having a top five, or you should not say that at all? What y'all think?
I see what you're saying, man, but, I mean, I think that, I don't know, I just look at everything from a fan standpoint. You know what I'm saying? I understand his business and shit, but, it don't mean Smack can't be a fucking fan at the same time.
Of course, but
I don't know.
Tim, you cool with that?
Said it, but.
I'm not, man, to be honest with you. I think it just shows favoritism, I guess. And in the league owner, I don't know if that's something that you specifically want to see when you're battling for that person.
Okay. Let me twist it for you real quick. Real quick, Kemba. Let me ask you this. So
twist it for me.
He said that Tay Rock and L. Will were his two pit bulls right now. Right?
Yeah.
Let's hear me out.
Yeah.
Has Tay Rock been consistent in his battles? Fuck consistent. Has Tay Rock improved per battle?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's been great in his battles, of course.
What do you think about L. Will?
I'm an L. Will fan, man. Guy's a beast.
You know what I think about L. Will, though, fellas? And I say it again, and I've said it numerous times in this show. L. Will is one of those niggas that he got straight to the big leagues in a short period of time. It's almost like you, Caps, with the blogs. You popped off in a short period of time. That's Ill Will right now. Like, he's that nigga. Like, the nigga, he didn't have to grind like these niggas are grinding right now. You know what I'm saying? Yes, he was on UFF. I get it. But he got to summer madness,
yeah,
my nigga.
Also,
like,
yeah,
bam.
But he was also doing the Mike Murderous TV, too. That's really where he took off. I mean, where he take off on UFF, I don't think. I was fucking with him hard after his Jay Huggins battle.
Yeah, but after Jay Huggins, it was what, Johnny Alcatraz? After Johnny Alcatraz, he went straight to where? Summer Madness, right?
Did he go from Alcatraz to Summer Madness?
Am I wrong, fellas? Who did he battle after that? Tay-Rock, right? Tay-Tay.
Damn. I don't
think you're right, yeah.
Damn, I mean,
okay.
That's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, Caps? Timbo, that shit is like, my son, you
what?
Yeah.
Ah, man, I hear what you say. But here's the thing, though, my nigga. This is the whole thing about it. I hear you niggas. But what was he supposed to do otherwise if the niggas who he mainly get were basically acting Hollywood?
Right.
He had the heat, so he relied on them, too. I see what y'all are saying, but I'm looking at it as if I'm Smack, too, and I'm looking at it like, damn, do I want to keep promoting these niggas and putting these niggas on? And they dead ass shit, be putting all this business out here in the streets and shit like that. And these niggas go, hey, Tay-Rock ain't doing none of that shit. Tay-Rock staying loyal. That's why I said I'm not mad at Tay-Rock. And L. Will's talking that shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
hey, but you gotta understand, there's a lot of other people that are loyal to Smack. I know one person that he didn't mean. Hollow the Dawn is very, very loyal to Smack. He wanted to do that Lux battle on Smack. Hold on. Hear me out. He wanted to do that Lux battle on Smack. He's very, very loyal to Smack. So when he gets asked who's your top five and he doesn't name Hollow, you know, I mean, we know Hollow was a Smack.
We're looking into that shit a little bit too much, my nigga. He was outside of a building. It wasn't scripted. He wasn't sitting down to think about
it. But that's what we do. We dive into it, man. We look into
right.
it.
Right.
Okay, but I don't think that – I'm not going to judge a nigga by every single word that come out of his mouth, man. Especially when he's laughing and joking and shit like that. Damn. That's just how I see that shit. I don't know.
I think there's other people he could have named,
but
I'm just
let
saying.
Me ask y'all a question. Do y'all – are y'all –
but what difference would that have made anyway? If he named five people, niggas would still be mad that he ain't named number 6, 7, and 8. That
yeah,
wouldn't matter.
Me personally, if I'm a league owner, I'm not telling niggas who my
don't
top five.
Don't say nothing.
Gonna,
that's the case.
I think
nothing.
That's the way. I agree with that. That's the way to avoid everything.
Yeah, you just don't say nothing.
But what
you
does that avoid when a nigga's just speaking his mind?
No. You can speak your mind, but you don't always got to speak your mind though. Sometimes.
Wow.
I think as an owner, my nigga, as an owner, like. Like, you're not going to hear a coach say, well, that's
you
my favorite basketball player.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite player. Like, we know that's one of your favorite players. We know that. But to say that and leave other niggas out the loop, either niggas that have been grinding with you for a long time, or I'm not mad at them, guys. Don't get me wrong, brother. I don't knock them for that. Me personally, as three letter man,
yeah.
And me and you and Timbo are league owners.
Yeah.
Y'all are only brothers would know. The battlers would not know who my favorite battle rapper is. Timbo and Caps going to know. These battle rappers would not know.
Got you.
When we compare this to a sport so much, you know,
right.
That's how we go off of it as far as like a coach and a league owner standpoint when they don't come out, you know, they praise the team and the people that have been working, you know. But, I mean, that's kind of –
And see, somebody say, why am I throwing smack under the bus? Listen, my nigga, Trunasa, I see you out there. I'm not throwing smack under the bus. I'm just throwing a conversation with my brothers to dig their brain. That's all we doing up here. It's not throwing smack. I respect smack. Let's not get it twisted. I'm just asking my brothers their opinion and trying to look at it as a grand scale. That's all I'm doing, man.
Gotcha,
I'm throwing smack
gotcha.
Under the bus. That's crazy.
I mean, you got to understand, my nigga. Like I'm not saying y'all niggas throwing under the bus either.
No,
like, if we really look at it from that angle, it kind of do look like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I think the nigga was just speaking his mind, whatever, talking a little bit of shit. So what? I don't think that these niggas should be taking that shit to no fucking heart, my nigga.
Right.
I really don't think they should. This is a fucking
hey,
sport
man,
where niggas talk about killing each other's mother.
We're in a land of sensitive battle rappers, so we got to remember that. Let's be real. We got a bunch of sensitive battle rappers out there. I mean, someone has to say
it.
We got
be,
a lot of
I really don't think it should be that big of a deal, in all reality. I don't. That's just my personal opinion.
What's the percentage, guys? Give me a percentage of fans y'all think are giving the PGs a chance, a percentage. Or are they a large
but
percentage
they're
of fans?
Not, because the PGs got so much against them right now, it's sad. Mm-hmm. I really think it's sad. I see a lot of niggas saying, oh, well, why they keep coming at the top tier? I mean, my nigga, what are they supposed to do? Just keep getting shitted on? Of course they're going to come back. And they got bars. They confidence in themselves. That's why I fuck with them. Competition. Mm-hmm. I think Smack want to bring. If Smack bring competition back to you all, can't nobody say nothing about it.
Nothing about it. And that's why I gave a shout-out to Norbs earlier. I'm like, yo, I know Norbs be going hard bringing in new talent, they say all the time, to the league. So I salute him on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, my nigga, you're bringing in new blood, you know what I'm saying, keeping the cycle going and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's how URL's going to stay afloat, and it's not going to fizz out. No disrespect to Grind Time, but like how they did, and another league took over.
Right.
That's how I feel about it. Plus, if URL was to stay on the track where there was no competition, I think King of Dot is clearly going to take it over, like, for good.
Right. And like we told Lush yesterday, they had a great year last year, son. They had a good year last year, B.
They had a spectacular year.
Yeah, that spectacular year last year.
They really did. It's not even gashing it. Whether niggas like King of the Dot or not, you cannot front on their events.
Right.
They was really putting on the whole block on four. Shit got fucked up, but they got them battles coming back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I look at that shit right there, man. Mm. I think you Smack knows what time it is. Yesterday, last year was a real shaky-ass year for URL, and that's just that ain't no trying to show them. It's just reality.
The PGs held it down last year. If anything for URL, the PGs held it down, man. When niggas want to keep it real or not out there in social media, I think the PGs had some of the best battles last year on the URL.
H.A. Double and Anubis, remember that shit was dropped?
Crack.
That shit was crack when it dropped, my nigga.
Crack.
Can't nobody say nothing about that battle. That battle, and it was like a fucking breath of fresh air when it came out,
word.
My nigga.
Real talk.
He's watching battles, niggas is getting booed on the main events, the names, and you got these two niggas who don't nobody know too much about going to war, my nigga. That's what this shit is all about.
Exactly.
Whose skills can surpass the other ones? Nothing more, nothing less.
Mm. And, sure. I don't want niggas to get it fucked up. Like, we don't fuck with the veterans. Yo, we salute the veterans. These niggas set the stage. They laid the blueprint down for these niggas. Let's not get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta be real. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be real with the situation too. I don't mean we don't fuck with them, but as battle rap friends, we seen what was going on last year, and a lot of that shit did revolve around the vets. Whether niggas want to admit it or not, it did. Or am I wrong? What do you think?
No.
I'm not saying all the vets naturally.
Right.
I'm listening. You know what I'm saying? But a good portion of them, there was money involved in a lot of shit. And that wasn't the
it's
PGs.
True.
That was the vets.
But let me ask y'all a question then. Let's say there's two events going on, right?
Uh-huh.
And we have to decide which event we're going to go to. Let's say there's a Danny Myers versus a Rum Nitty before we knew what's popping up right there. And let's say there's a Sue Surf and Charlie Clips. Which battle are we going to?
But you got to remember, you just said the key thing was, you said before there was popping off.
Right.
Yeah.
So why would we go to Danny Myers and Rum Nitty if we don't know they got it like that?
Okay, let's say Rum Nitty right now, he's having a battle with B-Magic. Rum Nitty or B-Magic, or would you have gone to go see Charlie Clips and Howard the Don?
Yeah, look at the two names you said.
God, yeah, I probably went to the heavyweight.
Yeah, you went straight to the top on that one, my nigga. Like, I can't even, like, I'd be lying
man.
If I said the other two, man.
Right.
I'm gonna go see Clips and Hollow. Come on, man.
That's not even, you know,
your magic.
But if you
magic
said,
fire, all right, bro.
If you had said, well,
you give me a battle, exactly.
I don't want to say Calico and Serp. I started to say that.
What? No, that's a, all right. Calico and Serp and who else? Rum Nitty and B-Magic.
Oh, Rum Nitty and B-Magic, knowing that Rum Nitty got the buzz he got? Oh, man.
And or the Charlie, or Sue Surf and Calico, where you brothers are going?
Not going to lie, man, I'm going to Surf and Cal.
Yeah, bro. I'm not going front. I heard you, dude. I would too. I'm not gonna lie. I would, man. I mean,
of course I would too, bro. Come on, man. That's you know what I'm saying.
Dre, fuck you, B.
But that's the thing, though. Like, are we going there to see Surf and Cal because there's that,
because...
and they got beef, and it was little drama back and forth on, you know what I'm saying?
Whoa. Let's keep it real. We know that's why we all want to see that battle.
Right.
That's what we wanted to see. It ain't because we thought they were top-notch in skills, no shit like that. It was dirt. Same reason why we want to see Mav versus Mook. Let's keep it real. That's why. We know why we want to see it. There's history behind it. Calico and Surf had history. And I think that played a very big part in us wanting to see that battle. It wasn't because no fucking... Surf had just choked versus fucking Cliffs. Yeah, just for the, and then Calico ain't really been having no crazy good battles either. Let's be real. His battle versus Rex was subpar as shit. It was. And I liked his first round, then I turned around doing recap.
Yeah, first round was hard.
This nigga was recycling his shit. So it's just like, God damn, man. Yo, shout out to Hip Hop DX, too, man. Lush won an interview maybe on Hip Hop DX. He ended up there a couple of times.
Word. That's what's up. Shout out Hip Hop DX.
You already know. Yo, let's go to the fans on this topic, man. Let's go 201-306.
Yo.
Peace.
Yo, what's going on?
Yo, what's good, yo? Thanks for locking the end, yo. What's up?
You already know.
Yo, Cass, I wanted to answer that punchline question you said.
My new blog?
Yeah.
Well, I said the rate. Go ahead, bro.
Magic one.
You got to be Magic the top puncher?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Okay, B-Magic.
I think Heartless, too. The only thing I don't like about that nigga, he just sound kind of gay to me. Like, he just, you know what I mean?
He got a feminine swag. He really do. I mean, we can keep it real. He do. I mean, no shots. I mean, look, bro. Look at Angie Fans Radio. We all know this shit is true. We ain't going to be cutting no
shit, bro. Keep it real.
Come on, he does. We know it. Come on. All right. What else, bro?
But Tyler, I like what them niggas say more than conceding niggas. Like, they got, like, a straight appeal to them a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying?
You got Khan number 5?
Nah, I got Tyler number 3.
Okay, yeah. I said Khan, yeah, Tyler. So you got B-Magic.
Yeah.
Right? And then you said Heartless. Now you saying Tyler. Who else?
I fucks with Heartless, though.
I guess you got it. Who else is in there? Khan number 4.
I said Conceited and Big K.
Big K
punches are crazy, bro.
Yeah, he do. I forgot all about that nigga.
I know you
do. He don't got enough material.
Huh?
He don't got enough material, though. He don't got enough material. So I got to put him last, yo.
Mm.
I got you.
You got Ty Law punches over Big K?
Yeah, yo, like...
They be throwing some haymakers, my
I ain't gonna lie, though, Caps. Ty Lowe was throwing some haymakers at Prez, even though niggas gave Prez the win, though.
Hey, I still got Prez winning. You know what about... I don't mean to cut you off, Sheriff. You know what about that? What do you think about that Ty Lowe and Prez Mafia battle?
I like what Prez was saying more. I think Ty got... He got a good first... I don't think he liked that type of atmosphere, though. I don't think that was really for him,
yo.
Because, you know, he liked to entertain crowds and shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Ooh,
crowds kind of dead.
You mean Ty Law?
You know what I mean? I think Prez won.
Now, I mean, who you say entertains the crowd more? My whole thing about it was, I'm like, sometimes, like, all right, Prez Mafia, I really did not like his first round like that. Like, he has an awkward style, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
That first time I seen that shit, I ain't like his style at all. I was like, man, what the fuck is this? I got Ty Law in it. Then I watched it two more times, and it was like, Ty Law's consistent with it, but it seemed like Mafia got the hey, hey, haymakers.
Yeah.
Woosah!
Woosah. And that's how it seemed like to me and shit. He had, like, some big-ass haymakers and shit, and it was just like, damn, which one do you go for?
I ain't gonna lie, those fellas, man. I had Ty still winning that battle. I watched that shit the other day.
Three, you killing me, Three. I see it.
Still around. I don't know what's. I fucks with you, Styles P, man. But damn, son, you really had to mark him. Like, gave him mad points off that though, B.
The choke.
Yeah, Styles really gave him.
Bro. This is BET. Three, this is BET, dog.
Dog, it wasn't a fucking he wasn't a big Earl. He didn't catch the Earl like Hitman Holla did against Goods.
No, you're right.
It was on Leave Without Your Hands.
Check it out, though. Do you agree that BET is a lot of exposure?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Is Ty Law ever getting back on BET? Now, from your knowledge, now that he's eliminated.
Nah.
All right, then. So I think it really was that serious. This is a one-in-a-lifetime chance. These niggas are probably getting offered all kinds of shit just from dialing on that shit.
Yeah, but it wasn't like Prez watched him, though.
Nah, I'm not saying it was, but, I mean, I'd rather Prez Mafia was perfect. He's perfect, bro.
The awesome shit.
Huh?
Huh?
It'll seem like y'all didn't really give Arsenal that much love, though. Like, who you think you are out of everybody?
What do you mean?
Nah, Timo said he got mad views. Timo talking about his views and shit.
But hold up, bro. We give Arsenal love. This is what I was trying to say. Does that mean, just because he has the most views, does that mean he had the most bars?
Exactly.
Come on, Al, let's keep it real, my nigga. At one point, I hate to go back in time and shit. But when he battled Hitman, my nigga, it was like, we ain't even think that was going to happen.
My nigga's been shaky ever since, Hitman.
He wasn't really.
Nah, I disagree with that.
All right, so give me some battles, Paula.
He beat Verb. To me, he beat Verb.
Whoa! Okay.
To me,
all right. Okay.
It's pretty debatable. I'm going to go back. So what, man? I don't think Arsenal got a 3-0. That's one thing I can say. I don't think he got a 3-0. I don't know if y'all disagree, but I don't know. Maybe L Mac, but I don't even count that shit.
You got him 2-1 on Verb? Oh, man.
All right. Capco beat him. I'll say Capco beat him. He wasn't impressive neither, though, to me.
Where's the classic at, though?
You think it was classic?
No, I'm saying where is the classic from DNA from Arsenal?
DNA Arsenal wasn't bad.
He is known as Mr. Fuller, right, fellas? I mean,
that's what I'm trying to say. When I said that about the bars, I mean, wasn't we saying that this nigga don't have bars at one point? And if you look, he just started putting that. You can't spell R's without putting the bars in it. That's when he really started coming with bars, in my opinion. It was less jokes and shit like that.
I'm going to just say this. Besides Lux, Arsenal he's the second most lyrical rapper if he wants to be.
I don't know about that right there. I don't know about that. Arsenal has one of the best flows. I will say that. You let Arsenal fuck for 30 minutes. He might fuck around and do that shit.
You know what, though? When I hear a caller like this, this is why Arsenal gets views, because there's niggas like my brother right here who's saying that after Lux, and I wonder a lot of times, Cass and Timbo, why does Arsenal get mad views? And my man right here on the phone, he's letting us know, I guess, why.
See, Arsenal's nice. We're not saying he's not nice or not lyrical.
Who's the best in Jersey, Drake? Who's the best in Jersey?
In my opinion, wow. Not all red. I'm sorry, not all red. I can't even say Lotta Zay because I never know what Lotta Zay I'm going to get.
Whoa. Who's he about to say then?
All right.
What are you about to say?
I fucks with Suge Hard Body.
Nah,
Suge ain't number one.
I fuck with Suge Hard Body too. He is not number one in Jersey.
I didn't say there's one more cat. I didn't say him. And
no, he's not better, and he's not first ain't either. No,
Oh, Red?
Surf.
Yo, you know what?
Nah,
that's
not Surf.
That's the dude's name, my G. Can someone explain that last bar to me? No, I'm serious. Someone, Shells, explain the Nash bar to me, please.
Which bar?
The Nash bar. You know what Surf said?
Earn Ash.
Yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't even know, my nigga.
Oh, okay. I thought I was bugging for a minute because I still don't get that shit.
But there's only two top ten niggas in Jersey, right?
Yeah, Austin Surf.
So what is Suge?
I don't think Suge is top tier, though, man.
So what is he?
He's just...
What do you mean, nah, my nigga? Suge's been in it since day one. How is he not top tier?
Caps, you know I fuck with Suge like you, man. Maybe you fuck with Suge more than I do. But I'm right after you, I fuck with Suge. But nah, I don't think Suge's top tier, man.
Oh, come on, man. Suge's definitely top tier. He's definitely top tier.
He beat Calico. He's out.
He beat Calico.
He beat Calico to me.
What?
I'm with Shells on that one. I think he beat Calico too.
Who got winning, Timbo? Calico or Shug, my nigga?
Cal, bro, come on.
Yeah,
bro.
I can't
win that. Man, I have Shug.
Shug is not top tier, man.
Shug not top tier? It's top tier goes by popularity, and this nigga was in it from day one. How is he not top tier?
What's his win resume? But what's up with
his resume?
His resume is shaky, though, baby.
Whose resume ain't shaky? Arsenal's resume is shaky, too.
Not really.
You got a lot of niggas that's name who's shaky.
Who did he lose to?
Who did he lose to?
What top 10 dude did Arsenal lose to? Besides Calico.
Hitman's top 10.
Hitman's
top 10. Arsenal ain't beat Verb. I'm sorry, my nigga. I know you from Jersey and shit, but I'm not rocking with that one.
You don't think he beat Verb?
No, sir. I have Verb 3-0. I actually recapped that one. And it's not because he was starting on Verb. I think that Arsenal came with it.
Mm. Is the Holloway, do the Holloway count?
Of course. Hollow. But from my understanding, the whole Hollow shit was that, didn't they, like, switch the opponents at the last minute or some shit like that?
Yeah, but that shit don't really mean nothing.
It doesn't matter. I mean, it still was a battle. It doesn't matter. You know, the Hollow still lost. You know what I'm saying? But from my understanding, that's what happened and shit. So that one definitely counts.
So hold on, Caps. Who's the best in Jersey that you're saying?
Man. I was actually gotta
be surf. Popularity. I gotta go surf. Popularity.
My nigga.
But these niggas, I'm just saying, these niggas does the music. I'm giving the bars too. But I also look at other shit also. The nigga, he's one of the most respected cats in battle raps that niggas love his music. These motherfuckers be going crazy for surf music out here.
Yeah,
so I be like, damn.
Battle rap though. I'm not. A lot of niggas like mad music, but niggas don't fuck with mad battles.
Agree.
I think
Matt's a better rapper. Man, look at Suge. Suge makes some of the dopest music battle rappers make. A lot of niggas don't fuck with, like you just said, his resume is shaky.
I just think Suge is a lost record, man.
Yo, I actually think that O-Red or Lana Day is the best. I don't think O-Red has been top-notch in his battles, but I don't think none of these niggas been top-notch in their battles in reality from Jersey anymore. At one point, Jersey was like a fucking force. I don't know what's going on no more.
Oh, Solo?
They need to give Johnny Alcatraz a chance.
I mean, Johnny Alcatraz, until he ever, like, he needs to wake up, let the pride go, and take that bitch out his mouth.
Yeah, he's good money.
Bars.
He's good money.
He got bars all day, all night. I mean, you're giving these niggas angles to come at you.
He beat QB?
And that pride is fucking him up. That pride is letting him keep that fucking tongue ring in his mouth. I mean, you should have threw that shit out the minute fucking RQP said something about it. I would have took that shit smooth out and threw it away. Because L. Will just embarrassed him with it.
Call him, man.
He
that's said,
he
call him, learn.
Yo, salute, Carlos. Yeah. Call him in, man.
Yo, Shell, salute, homie.
Yeah, man. Let's take another one. Let's talk to the people. Mad people hitting us up on Twitter. They want to get in this car. Jesus Christ.
We got 616-329.
Let's go.
What's going on?
Yo. What's good?
Yeah.
I'm just calling because, you know, I see what you're saying about Smack's blog. Mm-hmm. I could understand the first blog, but why is he keep on doing it? Didn't Charlie Clips start coming with the third round?
Didn't people start stepping up? About Clips, though, my nigga?
The what?
I mean, was he just talking about Clips, though?
Yeah, but... like,
what's your main gripe? What's your main gripe, caller?
Huh?
What's your main gripe about Smack's blog? What's your main gripe?
Yeah.
He needs to show respect to the people that got him here.
What the fuck?
But isn't it one hand wash the other? Like, they helped, he gave him the platform.
Yeah, a lot of these people should not be who they were if they never hit URL. You realize that, right?
Yeah, but at the same time, Grindtime was popping back then, too. You know,
but
it's right.
But a lot of these niggas, they make their career off Grindtime.
Exactly.
Cortez is on Grindtime, and
I
got to be real with you. He didn't get respect until he hit URL, and he was on Grindtime. Hollow blew it. He was already blown up on Grindtime, but when he hit URL, he got a wild fan base. Same
right.
With Khan, Arsenal. They was doing their thing, but URL solidified them, my nigga. So you can't say that they made Smack no.
And let's keep it real.
Smack with that motherfucking camera when he hit them streets.
And Grindtime is not really the street, wasn't a street league like that anyway.
That's one thing, though. That's one thing. It's getting way more versatile that it's not just street. And that's, like, what attracts people to Smack is that
right.
Street shit, that hood
right.
Shit. No, it's not nothing. And that's the thing. It's like I understand where both of them are coming at, but at the same time, why go back and forth? Talk about it man to man. You know, it's just
talk
like
about what, man,
I understand.
About
I understand. He's trying
to
hype up the. He's trying to hype up the PG versus the vets. I can understand that. You know. So
but wait a minute,
really,
though. Wait, caller. I don't think Tay Rock is a PG or Ill Will anymore.
Nah, Ill Will. I'm from Gun Room, Michigan. I fuck with the Yak Town.
Okay.
I fuck with the Yak Town, but Ill Will. I don't know. He got Taymakers out this world, but he just got some dry spots to me. And I seen how people were talking about Snow got killed by Ill Will. I need to see that because I don't fuck with Snow that hard body because he's just like Arsenal. He be, oh, your mama this, I get your bitch on the this and that. Go at
right.
The nigga. Like, come on.
But
something reasonable.
Caller,
yep.
Let me ask you a question. It's three-letter man. Let me ask you a question, brother. Are you, did you have a, how did you feel when you heard Smack say these are his favorites right here? Is that cool for him to say that, or you don't think it's cool, or you think it's cool? What's your take on that?
Every league owner got their favorite, you know?
But to leak it out, you think it's all right or not?
It's not all right to say it because everyone's going to be looking at him like, you know, hey, seriously, you know? Give
right.
Us respect, too, you know? It's like, URL, they got the spitters right now, but it seems like all the bad business is fucking it up, and it's going to fuck it up eventually. It's, like, not going to be here if they cannot sit down and talk about it like this.
Right.
And they probably did, but they're probably just trying to promote the shit. That's how I feel about it.
That's what it is, Carla. Word.
And one more thing. You
mm-hmm.
Right,
yeah. One more thing. It's about Rex retiring. I really do not think he should retire after them rolled the sod. Like, he's gonna get a whole new fan base. Like, and he's that nigga. Like, I got him in my top three.
Yeah, but I think this though was what if he's in a position to make more money?
Right,
not battling.
Yeah,
niggas gonna chase the money. You know that. They're going to the money bank. You know what I'm saying?
Look, that's how I see it, but I'm a battle rap fan, yeah, but, I mean, reality is reality, my nigga. If they can sit here and get a couple of thousand for battle,
word.
But if he said Tyrese hooks up with him, not no average nigga on the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? There got to be some bread involved to make this nigga jump up and say, I'm not battling no more. Whoever gave me a deposit, I'm paying that shit back. Like, oh, no, let's fucking ran to some bread fucking with Tyrese.
I
can't even get too mad at that right there.
And
I wish you would keep battling.
Yeah, and to piggyback on what Caps is saying, I agree because, yo, let's be real, man. Rex has been doing this for a long time. I'm pretty sure after a while, you got to be like, what's the next step after battle rap? You know what I mean? Yeah, he did the chicken noodle soup with Webb and Jimmy and them, But, you know, you got, like Cap said, you got Tyrese knocking on your door and saying, yo, my G, yo, you know what I'm saying? I want you to join my team. Like, if the dollars make right. sense, you know what I'm saying? You're going to chase where the money's at. And battle rap money,
niggas
tour money.
Niggas got babies. You know? Niggas is married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And I agree with you, Angry Fan. The performance on BET needs to be impeccable. You cannot have no sort of slip up. They're gonna look
at
you crazy.
You can't have none. You cannot. The BET. A lot of these niggas are never going to make it to BET, and that's reality right there. A lot of niggas aren't. That's exposure. Fuck how much they're paying you. I mean, it comes down to how much they're paying you. But my nigga, you're on BET. Even if niggas don't know who you are, like I'm saying, if you do a good enough job, you just got you a whole nother fan base.
Right.
Yeah.
And what do you guys think about that? What do you guys think about that Adi Boom blog where he says the first class and the second class of USS need to start a little tournament?
I think that's
cool.
Yeah, I would really like to see that. Like, especially
yeah.
since the first class, you know, real deal. I like him. Ill Will. I don't know. Who do you guys think will win, the first class or the second class? Who would win more matches?
The first class have a lot of Jay and all these niggas.
Yeah, you know, and that's one thing. You're going to mention Jersey without a lot of Zay? No, come on. You need to mention
a lot of
Zay.
I know, I get a lot
of
Zay in there. I put a lot of Zay in there. I don't think he's the best in Jersey, though.
He's top three to me in Jersey.
I'm probably putting him at number three.
I think so, too, bro. I got to. I think so, too, Northrend.
But is he ahead of Surf?
Yeah, he's ahead of Surf. Right
he's
now,
ahead of Surf?
Surf is, yeah, uh-huh.
Wow.
No question about it. He's ahead of Surf.
Shotgun Shug
is better than Surf to me.
Oh, I fuck, yo. Okay.
Like wow. I think, like, to me, it's O-Red, Shotgun Shug, and
O-Red. O-Red over Surf?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got bars, man.
Well,
I understand people got that too, yo.
You got to like that, Caps?
Yeah, man.
Timbo, what about you?
Like, I understand people say that his voice and all that,
but he got bars.
You cannot deny that.
Timbo, what
you got? I got Surf ahead of him, man. I got Surf. I
man,
got
who
surf
the fuck had Surf killed, man? I'm so tired of this shit. Who has this nigga killed? Who was he killed?
He's never killed nobody.
Tell
except
me
Brick.
Who he killed. And I don't want to hear no fucking Brick Belvedere and
that's only
URL West. URL West Coast and a fucking chicken noodle soup. Fucking battleground. I don't want to hear that, my nigga.
I agree, Captain. But you know what, though?
Brits was stopping. You even seen Surf tell this nigga some shit, like watch your mouth or something. I mean, come on, my nigga. That
I cannot believe I'm defending Sue Surf, but I'm going to say something, though. He has said something on blogs before, and I agree with him. When niggas step in front of Surf, they go hard. His opponents, they go hard.
Yeah.
So you think niggas don't go hard for O-Red?
Young Ill ain't go hard. T-Rex ain't go hard. X-Factor ain't go hard.
Young Ill was on drugs.
But that's what I'm saying. He didn't go hard. T-Rex, that was the worst T-Rex we ever heard against O-Red.
I mean, that nigga O-Red did some old other shit versus T-Rex in that third round.
But I agree, but let me ask you a question. Would you agree that was the worst T-Rex that we saw? Like, he got 3-0
DNA.
By O-Red.
I
got to
say, versus DNA.
That was the best T-Rex that DNA really wasn't all that at all right there, that DNA Rex.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
what other Rex battles he had?
Mm-hmm. Now, he over-exaggerated himself, and asked him about that. I'm glad
really
that he took a break.
I wasn't feeling Rex battle when he battled over in A-Hat either.
But hold on, fellas. Doesn't Surf have better battles than Old Red out here in these streets?
What do you mean you have better battles?
Against Young Ill?
Like,
that's damn
classic?
Against Big T?
I'm going to keep
it totally honest with you about how I feel about that Surf and Ill. I think it was a clear 3-0.
Me too.
I don't understand. Some niggas in Jersey be saying Ill beat. I'm be saying that Surf beat Young Ill.
Nah, I don't agree with that.
How niggas are saying that.
But it was still overall good battle, though, fellas. It was still overall good battle.
It was a good battle on a new URL league, a new street league that we have not seen the street league in mad long.
Timbo just said it, too. Big T, that was a good-ass battle. X-Factor, good-ass battle.
Big T beat him, but it was a good battle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He might have lost, right? Don't get him out of loss, but he's still a good battle.
Might have.
No, Conceit is a good battle, him and Khan.
Conceded the new battle.
I mean, but Old Red, y'all niggas think Surf could beat Old Red? I mean, come on, my nigga. Old
I don't know if
he
could beat him, but I'm just saying right now, Surf
it will be close. It will be close. Like, right now, Surf.
But take some calls, man.
Because
y'all getting turned up. Take some calls.
Take a call. Holler at us, caller. We appreciate it.
We appreciate the call. My bad,
you
said bro.
Something off right now. You said something off. Hold on, brothers. I got to ask y'all a question, man. Are we really going to say Old Red? It's over, Sue, sir. That's not battle rap blasphemy.
I'm not.
Blasphemy? How many words does Old Red fucking need, my nigga?
Come on, help me out here. Am I wrong, bro?
You're not bugging, man. You're not bugging. I got sir
Yo,
over
let
Red
me explain
as well.
Yo, do you niggas know that Old Red has over 20 battles on camera?
And how many of
them how many battles does Surf have on camera?
Not probably not 20, but the amount that
he has 10.
But the amount that he has equals all of Old Red's 20 to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can watch a Sue Surf battle. I can watch
I
a Sue Surf battle. And the
I
audience
watch
I didn't know.
Battle. I mean, I don't like Old Red's voice. I hate when that shit switches up and shit. But, I mean, Old Red used to be back. He used to be on that shit before he started fucking getting comfortable and shit.
I don't know, man. Like, some other people, man.
Man, take some callers, man.
I want to see what people got to say about this shit.
Yeah, man. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about this shit. What's up, man?
813-732.
813-732. Oh, man. Hey, shout out Angry Fan Movement, homie. I don't want shit tonight.
Yes, sir.
You know, everything good. And, Caps, you ugly, dog.
Yo, nigga, you sound like you about 60, 70 years old with a fucking microphone and a fucking Philly blunt. No weed in it. You smoking a straight Philly cigar and shit in a wheelchair.
Hey. But you don't got no hair on your face, though, cuz.
Yo, fuck you, nigga.
What do you think about our topic, homie?
Yo, Ron, huh?
What was
that? Hey, yo, Ron.
Yo, what up?
Hey, yo, who was better, Surf or Old Red, son?
I got to go with Surf, man.
Man, you look like Kermit the Frog anyway. Whatever, nigga. All right, man.
Hey.
All right,
man. How you going, hey, let the people speak.
That's my nigga right there. What's up, Ron?
Hey, yeah, I'm chilling, man. Y'all stay up, homie. Shout out Angry Fan Movement. Day one nigga.
He's a day one nigga. I'm fucking with him, man. I like to fuck around.
Yo. I can't put
well,
sugar over
really
Surf either.
That Surf is better than Old. I mean,
but
this is going by views.
But hold on. The caller a second ago said sugar over Surf?
I don't agree with that either. I don't agree with that.
No.
And I'm a hard body sugar fan, but I can't. I know that one thing, though. Wait. Come on. Blasphemy is a big word because if sugar comes with it the way he came versus Lotta Zay, I really fucking think a lot of niggas' perspectives are. A lot of niggas complains about Suge will change, B.
So it took him how many battles to get the Lotta Zay for us to pop out?
I don't think that was it took him that long to get there. I mean, I liked his battle versus Cortez. I liked his battle versus Bill Collector. I hate the fact that he choked.
I look at it like boxing.
Bad Bill Collector.
I look at it like boxing, like, and I agree with Surf when he says this. When you put a nigga against him, they know they got to bring it and shit. You know what I'm saying? Whether he loses, niggas know, like, they... Like, look at K-Shine. K-Shine had his best round. A nigga can't even say hot shit to Surf after that shit, after his first round.
Yeah, somebody just said, put me in, I've had enough of this. Somebody ready to spaz
on.
Hold on.
Let's go. Let's spaz on us. Let's go. Where they at?
Who is this on Twitter saying this shit? That nigga said, I had enough of this shit.
973-289.
That nigga,
you see
incredible one.
What is
I
it?
See you.
973-289.
All
right, hold on.
Yo, Fresh Daily on Twitter, what do you mean Surf is moonlights above any other nigga in drugs? Call up, nigga. Call up, nigga. We ain't bashing Surf either, but I've had enough, man.
All right, man, that number isn't off, so we're going to go to the next one. 718-865.
You're not even on, son. 718-865.
Yo, what's up?
Peace.
Yo, what's the deal, yo? What's going on?
What's poppin',
what's good, homie?
Ain't shit, man. Yo, listen, man. First of all, let me straighten niggas out. You know I do this periodically and shit. Let me straighten these niggas out one time. Niggas sound silly saying Surf ain't the biggest deal in Jersey.
Word.
It's crazy. Thought, I'm going to tell you why. Lyrically, yes, Old Red is superior. You can even argue Lotta Day lyrically.
Yes.
But as we all know, that is not what encompasses the biggest battle rappers. If that
agreed.
Was the case, then Suge wouldn't be in the conversation. But Suge is a big deal. Suge is a big deal based off his performance, his delivery, his presence,
right.
and everything. So he gets that honorable mention. But first and foremost, Surf is the biggest deal in Jersey. Like, his battles are more entertaining than everybody else's battles in Jersey.
I agree.
You'll watch an Old Red battle and go, yo, Son is nice. Like, Son is kicking this nigga's ass. But then after that, how many more times do you really want to see it? Most of the time when he's kicking the nigga's ass, it's pretty lopsided. So you don't
talk
even want to see it again.
Talk about it.
When Shook is in his ass, he's kicking the nigga's ass. Niggas don't want to see the ass kicking repeatedly. Shook be in dogfights.
Surf do be in dogfights, though.
He don't be winning the dogfights.
I agree, Caps. He don't win a lot of them. But
he don't win them.
We as fans already pretty much decided a winner is not top priority in battles a long time ago.
Right.
I thought this was a sport. What are you talking about?
Son, niggas still ain't pick a fucking winner in fucking Chilla and fucking Jay-Z.
It was a dope ass.
Niggas ain't had a winner in 3 fucking years. Nobody gives a fuck.
Bro. You're going to envision it the wrong way, I think, my nigga.
You don't give a fuck about Jay-Z and Chilla?
It was a dope ass battle.
Nobody cares about a winner, no.
Okay, a winner, my bad.
Nobody cares about a winner.
Dope battle.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, but who won?
I had JC winning.
Okay,
I gave JC round 3, and the first two, the baby was hell. Man.
Exactly. You're not even happy about saying it right now, because you could really tomorrow watch it again and might say, yo, quietly chill, I might have won. I mean, it's a great battle. That's all we really need out this world.
Of course. But, point is this. What I'm trying to say. In a good battle like that, then, yes, you are right. We don't mind it crazy at the table. But, that doesn't mean every battle, my nigga. Surf has clearly lost battles, my nigga.
Caps, you made a comment a second ago, brother. You said Surf don't be winning a lot of them. Okay. I agree with you. Some battles he don't win, but overall, the whole battle as overall is a good battle, and you can watch his Surf battles again, except Charlie Clips to him. I can't watch that again. He got his ass whooped. But you can watch a Surf battle.
Okay.
Even if he lost.
I'm following that. Okay.
Even if you think he lost. I thought DNA washed him 3-0. But
see, here's my problem. Okay, let me tell you what my problem is. A lot of niggas say we should have rankings. And battle rap. So you can see who's number one, who's number two, who's number three. If y'all niggas are going to sit here and dead ass sit, you tell me that it's not about winning, where would you niggas put Surf in them rankings knowing that he doesn't win a lot of them battles? Does he belong number one?
But you know what though, Caps?
I'm doing the cabbage crack right now because I got you niggas.
No. No, but you know what though? You know what though, Caps? A lot of people, like, for instance, I might have Surf beating Conceited. I mean, I might have Conceited beating Surf, but there's some people out there that got Surf beating Conceited. You know what I'm saying?
I understand that.
I have Hollow beating Surf, but there's some people who think Surf beat
Hollow. I don't know if
Conceited
will beat
Old Red.
What happened? Will Conceited beat Old Red?
Will Conceited beat Old Red?
Yeah, you heard me. That's right.
Wow.
Be honest.
Hell no.
Okay.
I'm not going to say hell no.
He had a debatable with Surf, but he can't beat Old Red. Okay.
I'm not going to say hell no, Khan can't beat Old Red.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
I can't say Khan will win.
But here's another problem dudes is overlooking. Right. Let's not forget, every time a dude has a subpar battle, his previous victories seem to no longer count in the public's eye. That shit is crazy. All of a sudden, now that Hollow got busy with Lux, and now that Surf, now I mean stopped short in the third with Cal, now all of a sudden, Surf and Kick Hollow's ass? Are y'all kidding me?
What? I don't think Surf kicked Hollow's ass, though.
I had Hollow winning 2-1.
Yeah, I don't think. Timbo, you was in the building for that. How you had it?
Hollow and Surf?
Yeah.
I had Hollow winning that battle, actually.
It's a debatable
battle.
The
only reason why, no, it was a good battle, though. Don't get it. See, look, I don't want to make it seem like I'm shitting on Surf, but if I'm going to be about competition and about wins and losses, then I got to be honest about the situation. He's really not winning that many battles. He didn't beat DNA, in my opinion. He didn't beat Ill, in my opinion. He beat Edge Factor, in my opinion.
He did.
I had Con Edge in him.
Me
he
too.
He lost to Calico. He lost to
Charlie Clips.
That's like 1-6 right there. Okay, he beat Brits. That's 2-6. Are you serious right now?
Big T.
Let's just keep it simple. Let's go URL real quick. Who would be the top three if you put them in order, like ranking-wise, based off win-loss records? Who would be top three? Okay, Clips is going to be obvious.
Clips arguably hasn't lost. Arguably hasn't lost. Hollow to Don on you. Well, damn, you got that Surf battle. I mean, that's an arguable battle. Who has the most clear ones? You are right about
that. Clear. Now we go on clear. That means Old Red. But then Old Red would have
but Old Red.
But Old Red hasn't had great battles at URL, though.
Yeah, a lot of his wins came on UW, though.
Yeah, it came on UW, It wasn't on URL.
He's going to be the
Block City,
And then
and
another
Block
thing
City,
is,
my nigga, that's a good question. Who actually has the best record on URL only?
Charlie Clips.
Clips, man.
But who's the other two, though?
Yeah, we doing top three. Now you got to name two more. Who's the other two?
Lux.
That's a good question, bro.
No, you can't say, well.
Lux only had one battle.
Yeah, he had one battle on URL. Yeah, Calico. Wow. Yo, at one time, you could have said Calico.
Verb?
I guess you could throw Verb in. Verb you could throw in there.
Verb got fixed by X Factor. Verb got fixed by Clips.
All right. You know,
you're right. You can't put Verb in there.
I can't even fuck with these niggas. All right.
Oh, man.
So, Henny, who you – my bad. Carla, who you got, nigga?
I don't know. I just started a question right there. I called myself on the phone.
It's hard to pick, though, man. Besides the questions,
Here's another thing. If you did a ranking system –
Wait a minute. Tay Rock.
Ooh, great one. Tay Rock. I go
Tay
Rock.
I
gotta
be Tay Rock. He hasn't been losing on URL.
I could agree with Tay Rock. Absolutely.
But he's battled with Cortez.
He beat him.
JC.
What about Rex? Is Rex in that top three win loss in URL?
No.
I had Khan beat him, though, son.
2-1. Khan 2-1 Rex, in my opinion.
Yeah, 2-1. So I gave Rex the second round.
About that shit? Khan won the battle. But Rex won the war, because that was the first time Rex deadass seriously came to that grown man bar, that grown man shit, and he ran with that, and that really took off for Rex. So it seems like Khan won the battle, but that was the angle that Rex actually kept and kept moving with that.
Hold on, what about Goods?
Wow.
I was leaning towards Hollow before the bottle got thrown versus
I haven't liked Hollow on URL like that, except Big T.
I don't think Hollow.
I mean, excluding him throwing the bottle, can we pretty much say you never really seen Goods lose a battle?
That's true, though, son. That's true.
So
if you don't
Goods
throw that bottle,
have to
we don't
be
know
top
that.
Three. If we basing it off win loss, he might have to
go
top three.
Yeah.
How many battles does Goods have?
He has conceded, Hollow. X Factor.
Mm.
That's three.
Hey, man, was that URL?
No, that was in St. Louis.
But
that was in St. Louis.
Let me ask you niggas a question, bro. Who won, Goods or Khan?
I had Goods.
I guess this is where performance really comes in, because I think
I ain't
Khan
like Khan at all in that battle.
No, I think he bought it, but you know what? That was Khan. Wasn't that his first battle on URL?
Yeah, I think that was his first battle on URL.
You know what? I think a lot of niggas who was on grind time, this is no shit. I just think that it was harder to go from grind time to URL than from Lions Den to URL. Because Lions Den was still street.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas with grind time, he was talking about jokes and shit like that. So they really had to switch their entire shit up right now. You know what I'm saying? You gotta shed the whole prime time image of jokes and shit like that and nerd rapping, which is what niggas say. Let's keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Not saying I agree with that, but to be on some straight street shit.
Right.
I don't know.
But he got a point with Goods though.
I know, but Good Billy battle, I think. Mm. How many battles did he have on URL though?
Just what? X Factor, Khan,
and Hollow.
And Hollow, that's three.
When he battled Suge, that wasn't on you.
Thomas Money, that was Thomas Money leading Suge.
Was Big T's win loss record in URL?
I got him losing to Hollow. I got him. Yo, I actually had him beating Clips, yo, on some real shit.
I did too.
I had Big T beating Charlie Clips. A lot of niggas don't talk about that, but I actually had Big T edging that battle 2-1.
I think he 2-1 Clips, absolutely.
Yeah, his second round was fire.
I'm going to watch that battle again, but I had that's a Clips, to be honest with you. I think it was a close battle. That's why I don't mind that battle, because it was close. A close battle like that, I don't mind. If two niggas are going to bring it, I don't mind. I don't mind when they bring it. It's when niggas don't bring it. That's when I do mind. I get my ass, and I sit in front of that fucking camera.
Right. You're calling. I'm looking out, man.
Hold on real quick. I missed something earlier. I called it late. What, Smack made another blog and shit? I'm out the loop. What happened with Smack?
Well, come on, man. You in the Facebook group. What you mean you out the loop?
Yo, son, nigga got wild. Shut up, stupid. I don't know what to do.
Hey, yo, nigga. You a funny ass nigga. I want to say your name bad as shit, nigga. You funny as hell, nigga.
Yeah. I fuck with son, man.
I'm fucking grown, yo.
You motherfucker.
Yo, my shit.
Yo, call it. Caller, stay on. I'm gonna keep you in the queue. We actually got DNA.
Okay, let's get it popping.
He looks like a Cooper Trooper anyway. This nigga right here.
DNA, you on? Yeah. DNA, what's good?
Yo, what's up?
Queens in the building.
What up, DNA?
What's good?
What's good?
Not sure. What's good with you, man?
Chilling, man. What's up, man? I heard you.
What's up? You know bullshit, nigga. You know what's up. You on the Angry Fans Radio. You ready, nigga?
Ready for what?
Nah, you see, my nigga.
Hit the hot seat, my nigga.
Nah, I see.
Oh, nah, man. All the seats I sit in is cool, man. So, I don't know what you're talking about. But, yeah, I'm ready, though. What's up?
All right, look, DNA. Now, look, my nigga. You in my blog, I've said, I'm going to get right into it. I've said that you are on. You see my rant when you versus Miles. You're on your way to being a legend. Do you agree with that? Yes or no?
On my way, no. I think I am, but I mean, that's just my
question. That's oh man, I'm like 50-50. You think you are already DNA?
Nah, I feel like I am already. I mean,
You got your resume is crazy.
See,
I'm not gonna front of your resume.
My whole thing is that. Bob, niggas saying that I fell off or that I might have lost
how do you feel about that? Do you agree with that or you disagree?
No, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it's not like that. If somebody wants to say that could tarnish my legacy, I feel like that. But me being a legend already, I think that's set in stone. Now, from what I do here on out, that can tarnish my legacy where I still be a legend, but it's fucked up on the way I went out. But I don't think that's going to change if I am or not. That's like Jordan already solidified himself as a legend, and when he came back to the All-Star game, he airballed it and he stunk it up. But at the end of the day, he's still Jordan, so you can't go off of the last body of work. You got to go collectively on what the person did the whole time they was doing whatever they did for you to determine if they're a legend or not. That's what I feel like a lot of these fans and people don't take into consideration. When you make your basis on somebody's top tier or a legend, it can't be on a 6-month stretch, nigga. If they've been doing it for 5 years, you gotta put all that into consideration before you make your judgment. Because then they'll go to a nigga that's been doing this thing for 3 months and call that nigga God. And then when you see the longevity, a lot of these niggas don't last. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's all opinion at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you because, I mean, I remember you from the Beast Coast and you've been doing this for a minute. Ain't nobody fronting on that. No one thinks you whack.
Yeah.
You're one of the best freestyles, one of the best of buzz. It's just that you got to understand, a nigga like me who's been watching you for mad long, I just don't like to see you losing me some of these battles that I have you losing. I'm not going to lie to you, my nigga. I think you're a little bit too talented to be having debated these with some of these niggas, DNA. I just got to be real with you, bro.
Nah. You want to know what it is? I mean, I'm real with myself, so I'm never the type of nigga that's going to front or I'm going to lie or
And I thank you, DNA. Thank you for being like that, man.
Real talk, a lot of niggas I've been battling, like, you got to understand, at one point in time, I was real selective on who I battled, and that's probably when I put out the best material. And then it came a point to where I felt like, you know, battle rap was getting oversaturated. And this is nothing with battle rap. This is my fault for doing it. But, I mean, when you got leagues offering you a certain amount of money and you got bills you got to take care of, then it just started being like, all right, well, I'm going to take this battle to get this. And I feel like in the process of that, like, I kind of slack. You know what I mean? It's certainly like real talk. And this is not me sounding arrogant or cocky. Like, the battle was just handled. A nigga can say I lost. A nigga can say it's debatable. Even if a nigga say I won, I'm not satisfied with it because it shouldn't have been that close. Like, a nigga like that, I could destroy. I could destroy a lot of niggas, but I've been slacking myself. So, I mean, that's all going to change with, what's the dude's name? My bad. L. Will. Known for, man. It's no game, man. That's not even a nigga you can play around with. You know what I mean?
Yeah. DNA, this dude got a man. What's good, my G?
What's good?
What's good? Yo, I'm going to say this to you, and I got to keep it funky. Do you think that going into battle with Ill Will, you're not the favorite going into the battle? What do you say to people that say you're not the favorite going into that battle with Ill Will?
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I feel like that's good because the best battles or the best performances niggas ever seen DNA was when I was done. So, like, every time a nigga, you feel me? Like, when niggas be, like, going into the battle thinking I'm going to win, I don't know what it is to feel like. I'm one of those people that feed off the negative. So when I feel like I got something to prove, I do better. So I'm actually happy with it, man, because if in a position we're in now, even though my name is higher than L. Will's, with the way people are perceiving it, they're not going to be surprised if he beats me at this point in the moment. But if I kill him, it's going to shock the world. So, I mean, that's better for my favor, man. So,
what do you think about Smack's blog, DNA?
Oh, Smack, I don't even know what kind of blog did he do. I don't even know what
he
does.
I'll break it down for you right quick. What do you feel as a nigga that's been doing this for a long time and you're considered a veteran in this shit, when Smack is on or doing a blog and he's saying Ill Will and T-Rock are basically his new shooters and he'll put them against anybody? As a veteran,
he put money on them.
Right, he put money on them.
Against anybody.
I mean, from Smack's position, I feel like you're smart because, like you get what I'm saying? Like we already passed the stage of where like just the level of where we was at Battle Rappers 3 years ago. A lot of us, like, you know what I mean, Surf, Clips, Hitman, me, Verb, niggas passed it. So he got to go with the new gunners that he feel like is going to kill and knock us off. Plus, you know, it's politics behind all that, man. Them niggas don't get paid what we get paid. So
Of course not. It's a money move.
And I'm not shitting on them. I'm just saying they get paid
but that's reality.
What they do. But the reality of it is that, of course, he's going to go with niggas that's his favorite that he has to pay less to. But at the same time, that there ain't nothing wrong with those two niggas being the shooters. Them niggas been killing right now, so I'm mad at this. Niggas is nice.
I guess what it is that I agree with that. They feel like, I don't mean someone in the bus, but Flutterman and Timbo feel like Smack shouldn't have made that comment because I guess the rest of the battlers would feel some kind of way. Does that bother you that Smack said? That's what Smack said. He said, I got out of my top five, I got Tay Rock and Ill Will, and he left it at that.
I can see how somebody could take it offensive, but the reason why I haven't is because I actually had this conversation with him before the blog, so that's why I'm not really surprised. So me and him already spoke about this. I didn't know he was going to do a blog, but I already know this his thoughts. So it's not really a surprise to me. So I'm not like, but I can understand how Tim can feel like, as him being CEO of a company, he shouldn't be biased like that. Because now. Niggas,
you think that's biased, DNA? I do.
Nah,
but you want to
know what it is? Somebody like me that you know, wouldn't lose a draw. I solidify myself in battle rapping. You know, I don't have celebrities. Everybody in the world tell me I'm nice, so I don't really need that from, you know what I mean, from a league owner. But a nigga that's coming up, they feel like, damn, he ain't say my name, guess he don't fuck with me like that. So I can see where, you get what I'm saying? That's like David Stern. That's like David Stern, the nigga that was the commissioner of the NBA, coming out saying LeBron and Durant is my favorite. It kind of make niggas feel like, damn, what am I playing
right.
feet for?
DNA.
Yo, DNA.
Go ahead, Timbo. No, go, Tim. Go.
All right. Do you think that blog? Do you think that was aimed at anybody, or he was just up in those two?
You said what?
Do you don't think that was aimed at anybody? You think he was just up in those two artists right there? It wasn't specifically aimed at anybody.
Oh, no. I don't think he was trying to shit on anybody in particular. I feel like that's his two favorite niggas he's running with. But, like I said, I could see somebody, if somebody felt some type of way about it, I couldn't be mad. Because I understand both ways of it, but it's like, you feel me? Like, some people feel like, all right, if you're a league owner, you shouldn't be.
That's what I was.
That's what I was saying, DNA.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. DNA, three-letter man again. Let me tell you something, young brother. Knock it the fuck off with this retirement talk, my nigga. We ain't trying to hear you fucking talk about your retirement. You still got niggas to battle. You owe us battles out here, my nigga. For real, for real. Knock it off with the retirement talk, please.
Nah, you know what it was, man? It was losing the love for this shit, man. I'm like, before it gets real bad and the niggas start looking like, you know, one of these old niggas that came back and was trash, I'd rather not do it, man. I'm not going
to. What do we got to do to spark a fire in you, my nigga? What do we got to do?
Yo, trust me, man. Listen, man. The YK shit, even though I felt like, you know what I mean, they was a little biased. I'm not going to say they was all the way because he had some shit, but that battle right there, the response I got from it, just seeing niggas talk, I'm motivated, my nigga. And Ill Will, I'm telling you, like, that's a nigga I know. That's a nigga that can, you know what I mean, fuck the nigga up if you don't come correct. So I'm not half-assing it enough. But at the same time, though, I do feel like in the same time, because you got to, I don't like to call it hate. I like to call it criticism. But,
right,
you know, because somebody that's not your friend or somebody that don't really fuck with you like that, they're going to tell it to you like no other. So I do feel like it's truth into what people say. But at the same time, I feel like niggas pick who they target, and it gives certain niggas passes.
I agree with that.
Because certain niggas do shit that I feel like the same way they'll go out of DNA or they'll go out of Chilla or they'll go out of John Don or whoever it is that niggas target, I feel like they bypass and give certain niggas passes. Like, you feel me? Like, Ill Will, not to take nothing away from him, he's one of the top niggas, new niggas coming up now, but niggas forget, like, on his first battle, he choked on a big stage, forgot his wrong, and lost. But DNA, to be fair now,
you had an incident where you threw up, my nigga. Come on now. You can't really. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying.
But what I'm saying is that me doing something with a bodily function and a nigga choking is two different things. I've never choked in no battle. I never will.
That's true. I agree with that.
So what I'm saying,
DNA, I swear to God, DNA, if you keep playing games, I'm going to get a fucking chainsaw for you, my nigga, my blog, son.
Listen, man. Like I said, nigga, you too angry, man. You be giving niggas passes too when you shouldn't be, man. You ain't come down on Ill Will for choking on the main stage in his first battle, nigga.
My nigga, I'm going to keep it real to you. I had Ill Will beating T-Rock, son. Rounds one and round three.
T-Rock didn't kill him, so it's up
you think,
to the
I mean, you know what it is? You know what it is, DNA? It's that keep it real. Like, Ill Will, I mean, the nigga was just so original, it seemed like, my nigga. When you look at them, it's like, Ill Will got a complete different style that's just like, you don't even know what the fuck he's doing with it, it seemed like to me.
Yeah, I mean, I agree to that certain extent, but I just feel like with certain niggas, it's just, but that's how it's supposed to go. Like, don't get it twisted, my nigga. You can't, if you feel like a nigga is a veteran or you feel like a nigga is a legend, that your expectations, that's what basically what it is with top tier, period. Y'all expectations for us is so high.
You know what? I agree with you right there. Fuck it. I'm going to say that. I expect, and I hate to say that because that kind of looks like I'm cutting the PGs a little bit of slack or some shit, but it goes with you, bro.
Exactly. If you've seen what a nigga's capable before plenty of times in a row, of course the expectations is going to be higher for him than somebody that you just seen. So, I mean, that's what it is. Because it's like, there's certain PG battles that I'll watch. Don't get it twisted. It's a lot of them out now that's better than our shit because they own them. But it'd be some of them where I'd be like, this shit ain't that crazy. And not you, ain't fam. I'm saying other niggas will pick it up and be like, this shit is fire because it's them. Because the expectations is not high. Like the only battle that really lived up to the expectations fan-wise this year from top 10 was the was Lux and Hollow. And I mean, if that shit didn't, then it would have just been over. Period. But it'd be a lot of battles that niggas make like crazy, and they don't be. It's just because their names is not on the same level as ours, so niggas give him a pass. Yeah. Like, all right, that shit was a classic.
All right, DNA, answer this question. Are we hyping up Danny Myers?
No.
His name is not up there. So are we overdoing Danny Myers, or you think he's that nice? Now you got me thinking since you said that.
No, real talk, I feel like he's that nice. Like, I feel like all the PD new niggas is talented. I just feel like in certain battles, like, you know, like, it'll be a battle that's not that crazy, and niggas will be like, oh, this shit is better than the top tier. Not individually, where you end up a nigga the way a nigga rhymes. I don't think that. I feel like them niggas just, from the ones that I know, because there's certain niggas that I never see battle, but from the PD niggas I watch, I think all them niggas is nice. I don't think it's nobody where it's like, all right, well, this nigga ain't that crazy. So why is these niggas even, not me having a conversation about him? I don't think it's really nobody like that.
Yo, DNA, I got a quick question for you, man. We chopped it up at Armageddon, and you said, you know, before a few minutes ago that the feeling changed in battle rap. Did Armageddon and that whole event, what happened? Did that? I know a lot changed after that event. Did anything feel different for you?
Yeah, I mean, like, in terms of the culture as a whole, it kind of went on the decline after Summer Madness 2. Like, that was, like, the highest point of battle rap, Summer Madness 2. And then after that, it's like, you know, and it's not URL's fault, but then the shit with Webster Hall happened. They fucked that event up. Then the situation last summer with the Stage 48 incident with the fight with Math and Sirius Jones. Then that kind of set battle rap back a little bit, like in terms of venues or whatever. So the URL couldn't book certain shit, and then it just started becoming too many leagues. Like too many leagues started coming around.
DNA.
And then go ahead,
finish up, bro. I want to just, what you got to say.
No. Yeah, I was just saying. I just feel like, you know, like with anything, the game. I'm not going to see a lot. Some people say battle rap is at its highest point. I still don't think it reached its highest point. It was the highest point we've seen, but it, of course, it's way higher if you go. I just feel like for a second it got oversaturated. But I think this year with the events that's about to take place and transpire, I think that is going to come back, because I think a lot of shit that went on and from the big groups and the bloggers doing all that, I think a lot of niggas woke up. From league owners to battle rappers to staff to everybody, to where niggas know what they got to do to get this shit to the point where, you know, everybody's satisfied, from the fans to the owners to the rappers. Because at the end of the day, that's what a lot of niggas don't understand, too, is that, and like I said, this is not making an excuse for top tier, because at the end of the day, some niggas just slack. But when I first came in, I was never even thinking about getting paid, because there was no money to be dished out. So my only option was that I have to kill my opponent. Now it's like, all right, this league is not paying me my money. These niggas is telling me I got to wait 3 weeks to get my money, or they don't want to give me what they want to give me, or they subliminally dissing me. Like, those niggas don't got to worry about that, because, you feel me? Like, it's like almost backwards. Like, when you don't have the money, that's when you go to hardest. And then when you get the bread, it's like all the bullshit that comes along with it can shut a nigga back or distract him or make his mind go out. So I just know now that I'm in both positions, being, you know, a nigga that had no name, really just hungry. It was way different than it is now, just from booking a battle. Like,
you basically went from high school straight to the league, my nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You came at a young age and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I want to talk about something you said about money. Because obviously when there was no money and it was just you, the Verbs, the Hitman Hollers, it seemed like niggas was doing it more for the love, because, like you said, the money aspect of it, niggas wasn't really getting paid a large amount of money like that. Now, like you said, the problems that come with the money, the distractions, you could even say, let's be real, niggas feeling themselves a little bit. Niggas not taking the craft serious no more to give niggas 3 solid fucking rounds and shit. And a lot of times, you know, DNA, come on, let's keep it real. You could lose a battle, but you got your fans, who your hardcore fans, in their eyes, they're going to tell you, yo, D, you ain't lose a battle. So sometimes I think battle rappers get lackadaisical, because even if y'all didn't come correct, like some of us think you did, your hardcore fans are still going to say, nah, fuck that. DNA still watch this nigga. And I think that sometimes is a problem for me as a fan of battle rap. You know what I mean?
Nah, you not. Nah. definitely. I agree with all that. But like I said, I just feel like, you know what I mean, when you go from a certain point to, like, you know what I mean, when you down, when you like coming up or whatever, you swear up and down like, yo, when I get this bread or when my name gets big, I'm not gonna change. But when you become in that position, it's not like you're gonna change and be some whole different type of nigga, like act shady to your niggas. But you have everything, every level in life presents somebody to change when they get to a certain level. You can't help it. That's just how life goes. The shit you did when you was 18, you're not gonna do when you 21, or the shit that you did when you're single, you're not gonna do when you got a girl, or the shit you did when you didn't have a kid, you're not gonna do when you got one. So I mean, shit like that just definitely changes the game. But like I said, like you see, like a lot of, it's like a lot of niggas that jump to the level, they see it like a nigga like B Magic before used to be like, I don't understand what these niggas is talking about, but I'm sure he's top 10 now. He sees it happening, and then you know what it is? It's like, when a nigga first coming up, everybody loves what you do because it's their first time seeing it.
Yeah.
But you know, niggas went from loving B-Magic to now they like, oh, man, B-Magic. They still fuck with him, but now it's
his performance. They give his performance now and shit, hard body now, man.
And, yeah, now they want his performance. Oh, he don't switch it up. All of this, the same setup, the same thing. And that's what I was trying to say. Like, you know what it is? It's hard not to. As a fan, it's, all right, put it like this. If you a diehard fan, you always going to fuck with the person that you fuck with because you just love what they do for what they do. But if you're just a general person that's a fan of the all-around sport, and you don't see a nigga evolve the way you do, then you start complaining like, yo. Because at first when niggas seen B-Magic punch, it was something new because the way he was doing it was every line. So now when you've seen it so many times, niggas is like, damn, when is the nigga going to switch it up? And it's not that he fell off, because he's spitting the same, it's the same shit.
Yeah.
Same lines, the same way. It's just now niggas is like, I want to see him do something different. I want to see him get personal. I want to see him freestyle. I want to see him. So, and then you got some niggas that can do that, and then sometimes it'll be niggas that listen to the people that say that, and they'll try to do something else, and then they'll wind up just falling all the way off. Like, for example, like, Tech N9ne, for example, right? When me and him was about to battle, mad niggas started getting on the campaign, Tech N9ne don't got no bars, Tech N9ne don't got no bars. So me, I'm riding with it, hoping that the nigga tries to spit bars because that's where I'm going to kill him at. And then he started doing it. If Tech N9ne would have just stayed funny, he'd still be one of them niggas right now because that's what niggas liked him for. But he let it get in his head, and he started trying to do something that he doesn't do. If he'd have just stayed funny, nigga, me and, like, he would have still been Tech N9ne because I know that's what I liked him for. I never watched him to be like, oh, I'm going to hear some crazy lyrics from Tech N9ne. I watched him laugh. Like, this nigga's a funny nigga. But a lot of niggas let, and it's hard because when you got the fans saying shit, it's like you want to please them, but you gotta know how to incorporate what y'all asking for, but at the same time stay true to yourself. Because if you don't, then at the end of the day you just gonna fuck up, and you ain't gonna be doing nothing for nobody no more.
DNA, so, hold on real quick.
Yo,
I gotta ask you a question. Why did you pick a beat in the third round against K-Shine? Why did you pick an industry beat to spit off, my nigga?
What happened was, right? I did a blog, but the blog didn't get that many views. I did this shit way after the battle. When I battled the nigga, when I was supposed to battle K-Shine at Armageddon in 2012 at the end of the year, mad niggas had came up to me that day like, oh, DNA, this nigga got a board, this nigga got a prop. So the whole time when the battle got canceled and rescheduled, that's the only thing that was on my mind. It wasn't even about the rhymes because I'm like, well, I mean, I punch more than K-Shine, you know what I mean? I'm more creative than him. But I'm like, this nigga got a board. Like, what the fuck is he about to do with this board? So that was the only thing on my mind. So I'm like, I gotta do something that's never been done before to counteract it. Now, what happened was, when I found out that the battle was on March 9th, I was originally doing this shit to a Biggie beat. That's why I had all the Biggie Smalls references. And I knew niggas would have fucked with that more because, nigga, it's a Biggie beat and it's the day Biggie died, and I'm slaying a nigga on that. But when I told URL I was about to do it, they get paid off the YouTube. So if I did that, they would have had to get, they would have got charged with copyright infringement, which means they wouldn't get paid off the battle. Couldn't use the bitch beat. That's when I wound up using the beat that one of my peoples gave me, and that's how that whole shit came about. But the crazy shit is that, nigga, when I spit that shit outside of the battle to niggas, I spit it to battle rappers. This shit was hard. It's just when I got on stage, nigga, after he did what he did, niggas, I wasn't trying to, you know what I mean? It just wasn't going to work. You know what I mean? Now, if I had went first, niggas would have fucked with it, but obviously what he did was too crazy for me to win that round. But it was just one of the effects of, you know what I mean, when a nigga do something devastating like that, the only thing I could have done to counter it was have a board explaining, like, the shit back to him, but I wasn't able to do that.
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked the same way, I don't think.
Nah. No. If I would have rebutted it with the board, it could have worked, but anything else wasn't going to be effective to that. That shit was crazy.
All right, look, let's be angry friend. I've been saying shit on blogs, and I actually want to say it to you on the phone. I want to know what your honest opinion about this is. I, for some strange reason, think that you do way better when you're on King of the Dot and Don't Flop and Grind Time rather than URL. And I don't. It's not the bars. I don't know if it's the aura. I really don't know what it is. I just feel like you look better over there. It's a better look for you. Have you ever heard that before? Or is it your first time hearing that?
Yeah, hell yeah. I heard that plenty of times. I mean, at first, what I thought it was a lot of times when URL, I don't know why. I mean, maybe because I started off in Grind Time, but shit, I don't think I was as comfortable on the URL stage. And now, it's like, you know what I mean? It's my last, like, who was it? When I battled Chilla Jones, that was the most comfortable I was on the URL stage. That was one of my best performances on URL. But
I agree with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, I kind of got the niche of, like, what niggas want to hear on URL. So, I know now I'm more comfortable on that. And against D-Magic, that shit was, like, I mean, we're not going to get into, like, the whole discussion, but basically that battle was 2 weeks preparation, writing the rhymes, but I was still comfortable there, but that wasn't one of my best. That's the last times I've been on URL since, you know what I mean, I really paid attention to, like, yo, why would I go on King of the Dot? The performance is, like, 10 times better. So I already know, like, when I battle Ill Will, the type of shit that I got.
You're going to have to bring it versus Ill Will. I'm not going to lie.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Man.
Yo, DNA, we got a ton of people, man, that are looking to talk to on these boards. So I'm gonna get a couple people in here, man. Let's go 313-269.
Angry fans. What's up?
Hey, I just called in and make a statement. Y'all do me a favor. Please stop saying Big B Sir.
Huh?
Please stop saying DNA beat Surf.
He did beat Surf. 3-zip, my nigga. Come on, man.
Three-zip. Man, I fuck with DNA. Well, please stop saying that. This nigga
ain't going around, my nigga.
Ass nigga dumb.
Yo, fam, what round did Surf win?
None.
Yeah, please. Tell me. I want to know.
Surf didn't lose a round.
Oh, man, please.
Nah, when you say stuff like that, he thinks Surf beat Clips and Calico, too.
My dude, DNA got, yo, that's the thing about DNA, he has a lot of wins. He beat Surf, I got him beat OMP.
Yeah, he beat OMP, and he ain't beat no Surf.
How he beat Surf, man? In my opinion,
you know
what's
so crazy? You know what's so crazy? OMP put up a better fight than Surf.
Yeah, that's real talk.
Yeah.
Me and Three Letter argue on Twitter all the time about that, man.
Yeah, nobody, but let me ask you a question. When your niggas say you beat yourself, is it like playing basketball and you shooting a basket at your rim? Because that don't make no sense. Like, you lost.
Nah, it's like playing basketball and you travel and then you got to turn the ball over and they score and beat you.
I know what you're saying, caller. I'm going to keep it real with you because you got to look at it like this also. Let's hypothetically say DNA versus Surf. DNA choked all three rounds. Isn't that saying did Surf beat him or did DNA beat himself by choking all three rounds?
Thank you. I see
what you're saying, my nigga, but DNA ain't choked versus Surf. So I don't
DNA won all three rounds, B.
All three rounds, he won that clearly, I think.
Clearly won that.
Every battle DNA throw up in, that's an automatic loss.
Right.
What?
Yeah, but you're worrying about a throw up that, I mean, come on, my nigga, that has nothing to do with the scales right there. We talking about scales right now.
That's my point, like, and when you were saying that a lot of fans just don't keep it real, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't say Surf won when after we battled, Surf went on Twitter and said he lost. He'll tell you to this day that's his worst battle ever. Me versus DNA was my worst performance ever. So how, like,
and it was.
If the nigga that's in the ring is telling you he lost,
yeah,
a fan can't, you know what I mean?
Surf don't feel like he beat Clips either or Calico. Now, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to be real. I mean, that's why I feel.
He's dead.
He lost to Clips and Calico badly.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. Especially
Clips. If you can have a couple of battles back or one battle back, what would it be?
Mm, good question.
I can
answer that as a fan.
That's crazy.
I can answer that.
Hold on, let the DNA say so, because I'm thinking about the answer, too.
Big T. The reason why I picked that one is because it was some shit that I had planned in the third round, but URL had switched how they did the cameras, so I wasn't aware, so I had to freestyle my whole third round. So that's the only time if I could do it another way and I knew about that, I'd have switched my whole shit up.
I know what you want to say, three, I think.
You know what battle I got DNA? I'm going to say Passwords, my nigga.
Yeah,
I want you to take that battle back. I really want you to take that battle back.
Yeah.
I got to keep it
funky. I think he was horrible versus Password.
I'm not saying Z was horrible, but I think if there's one battle I like to see him get back as a battle rap fan, will be him and Pass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I could agree with that one, too, definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
The recent one, I was thinking
back in the day?
Yeah, but the
newer
one, yeah, definitely. I'll pick that one, too.
Hmm. I was going to say YK because he was doing a lot of talking.
Hmm.
And I think that's what it is to the fans when we see y'all talking shit like that. Like, keep it real. You talking that shit versus YK on Battle Rap Arena. So I thought that you was going to, like, come and destroy this nigga and shit. That's why I would say YK. It's like, I think it looks extra hard when you're talking and you lose. You know what I'm saying? It's one thing to just lose, but when you're talking cash shit and then you lose, I think it's worse, in my opinion.
Right.
Yeah, but one thing I can say about that battle, though, is, like I said, I'm not going to say they was fully biased all the way, but, like I said, against him, I'm not going to ever use the statement I beat myself. I feel like I could have prepared better, obviously, but at the same time, they was gassing shit up that nigga was saying that I know we were somewhere else, it had been solid.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like saying shit about me throwing up and couldn't handle ill, like, how many, to, like, I mean, we
yeah,
have
yeah,
heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
shit,
yeah,
like,
yeah. You heard that shit probably,
and then the whole,
all
you
your
know,
battles.
You know why I feel like that battle, even though I'm not happy with my performance at all, I feel like that battle is still debatable and up for debate who can say when, is because everything Young Cannon was saying that niggas don't like me for doing, he was doing it. The whole DNA, you said verse da-da-da-da, and verse da-da-da-da, and I would have said da-da-da-da, like, you know, that's the whole typical battle rap shit that niggas say is predictable. He did that the whole second round. Then the nigga said I was going to mention that he was Mexican. I didn't say that at all. He said I was going to do name flips. I didn't name flip him all at once. And he said that I was going to talk about how he was a teacher and an essay and just everything he said I didn't do. So that's why I'm like,
that got to count for something right there. That's true.
Of course. Like, he did mad shit that I'm just like, you know what I mean? Like, I forgot who. I think it was, I think you said it a while ago, Anchor Fan, and I think Chris said it. Like, when niggas do the whole, you said verse, da-da-da-da, but I would have said da-da-da-da when you said, and then that was his whole second round. So I'm like,
I hate that shit. I hate that shit. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm like,
I really hate that shit.
Jesus Christ.
It's like you're using half of your opponent's round just to complete your round.
Yeah.
I love it. I was big on that right there.
Yeah. All right, let's do another call. Let's go 661-748. 661-748. Yo, DNA, you got a carnival or what, man?
You said what?
You got a carnival?
Nah, I'm at the casino right now, man.
Okay.
I got a quick question for you, man. We had lunch on yesterday. We were talking about old grind time events and things like that. What event has produced, like, your favorite battles? Is there one particular event? I mean, you could take it back to grind time.
A grind time event?
No. Just one event, period. It could be URL,
Events that produce smack. This, And I want to even say Gnome won.
Mm-hmm.
Or I want to say the event where Mass Battle Aver. Because that event with Cortez versus Hitman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matt
Cortez.
Versus
oh, that's
versus
right.
Surf, Khan versus Good.
That was Halloween, yeah, right?
No, that was the one before. That
was Hitman and Cortez,
that's,
right?
That's right.
Hitman and Cortez.
Yeah,
the one,
yeah
the
Hitman
one,
and Cortez.
Yeah, I think that event was good. And Gnome won. Yeah, matter of fact, I got to go with Gnome won.
Yeah,
Gnome won. I got a question for all three of y'all real quick. What's your favorite DNA battle?
Disaster.
Nope.
Gotta be
that.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That shit was a grudge match.
Yeah.
That shit was a grudge match. Niggas fucking had beef. Niggas was doing blogs on each other. Like, I knew when DNA disaster. This is what I expected.
What about you, DNA?
I mean,
you said what?
What's your favorite battle? Your favorite DNA battle yourself?
I'm gonna say my battle versus Rome. Way back.
Mm. With the time, with a bomb on your chest.
Yeah, with the bomb.
DNA, I'm going to be real with you. I was edging Rome before that bomb. I think I played the part, bro. I think Rome was bringing it. That was a good battle. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Nah, I was definitely close. He was going at, we was going at it, but the bomb set it over the top.
Yeah, that shit's
that
a
bomb. You know what battle I think I slept on with you? Your battle with
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good old battle, too.
You know what's so crazy, though, right, is that I couldn't believe that shit almost got a million. I can't believe
yeah,
that.
Bro, you and Earl was going back and forth.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, yeah, if I got my top five battles that I ever was in, I got to say, Grown, Disaster, Wreck, and damn, I can't even keep trying to think. God, so many fucking
battles.
I know. I'll probably just say Ness because the crowd was crazy that day.
Oh, that E Ness battle,
wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, the crowd was crazy that day.
Yeah.
Hey,
yo, let's do another call. Let's do 347-755. 347-755. You want? 347-755. No, just listening. By the way, lines are full, everybody. We've been tweeting out the live link just to listen. Man. So let's go 409-828. 409-828.
Yo.
What's good?
What up? Just Herb. What up?
Herb, what's good?
What's going on, Herb?
Hold on. It's DNA.
Yo.
You had a car on one, nigga.
I don't know, man. I'm in this casino, man.
Nah, this is what you do. Go somewhere real quick and freestyle for us. We won't get you back up in there because you're doing your thing at the carnival and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Stupid, man.
Nah, real shit.
You said what?
I said, give us the freestyle real quick. We ain't kicking you off no shit like that, but I know you at the carnival doing your thing. You feel me?
Nah, man, I'm at the casino about to do my.
I mean, the casino and shit. So I know you're doing your thing.
We gotta turn that battle rap money into double, man.
I ain't mad at that, my nigga. So give us some bars real quick.
Uh-oh.
Give y'all some bars right quick.
Yeah, you one of the best freestylers, nigga.
Some heavy bars. Your man Clips, your big brother Clips came in and set this shit up lovely, man. Come on now.
Nah. Give y'all some bars right quick. I guess I got to start some shit. They say the best freestylers is DNA, Sharon, and Disaster, and Charlie Clips. Be a hard act to follow, though. Well, if I got Clips, you know I can rebuttals with these hollows, though. These other niggas be talking, they want sorrow, though. I did meet Drake, so these other hoes better know the motto, though. They should follow, though. That I got real skills, and when I battle, it's a real deal. Never met Trevor, but these niggas know that they'll get still. Known for, I guess I got to kill Ill Will. But that's just dumb Ill. I don't want to have to use dumb still. Ill Will. Nah, that reminds me of young Ill. Without the rapping, without the acting, a lot of niggas say I fell off. Now I battle without the passion. But see me styling before they used to say it was without the fashion. Performance need to step up. It was without the acting. Well, now I'm back, nigga. Next known for, I'ma kill a nigga on smack, nigga. No handshake, no friendship, no dap, nigga. You'll get popped once it rock and roll. That's a rap, nigga. All facts, nigga. We freestyling on Angry Fan. Y'all ain't even throwing a track, nigga. That's why I'm back, nigga, with a better man. Known for him, after the head of man. Leave him dead and stand. He'll never understand to the letter plan. Then I call my nigga Dre and kill him with the three-letter man. That's the better fan. Because I can leave him end for the week. He feel like he the Undertaker. I'm Brock Lesnar. I'm going to put an end to the streak. Kill him. Until they start sparking the five. They think they all raw. Until you see these warriors die. But rest in peace. I told these niggas respect the heat. They don't want to check and think that they cow. Well, you seen them. I had to. Oh, man. So my... Hold on.
Nah, you took it out, my nigga.
Yo,
D. You tell me, lost son.
I dipped. I had to put you on hold, y'all.
You go.
Had an important phone call, but I'm back.
Ooh.
I ain't want to disrespect. You know, I'm back with Angry Fans so we can kick it. Show them that they a liar. In Yonkers right now, casino flip, an empire. Trying to get this money up, this shit stack higher. Niggas say they not a match. That's why they never been fired. But we can freak it out all night. Show them that it's a classic. Any nigga you put in my way, I'm going to show them that it's tragic. Never met Randy, but in the ring, I always been a savage. When it comes to these bars, these other niggas ain't making a habit. They think that they rapping, talking when they have it. Did a couple battles on UFF, now they think they got classic. But when you see them on the street with freestyles, it's real average. Now you got these niggas fucking out, and they ain't even make some of madness. They ain't even thinking that they got their cake up. Ain't never matched up and get paid from a battle so they can get a jake up. Ain't never had Diddy hit the phone as soon as you wake up. These other niggas think they got lines but need to go to the barber so they can shape up. Wake up. This ain't no fake stuff. I showed y'all niggas when we take up. Showed you that we can bake up. Had battles before. Showed these niggas that it's great stuff. The bars that I'm spitting. It's hard when I'm getting the liars. A lot of niggas feel like they crit, but when it comes to these judges, they not unbiased, they biased. Talking about liars, saying that these niggas got killed, knowing their man's whack, but they saying he fire. And I ain't even trying to bring hate to y'all. I told you that I'm great to y'all. Nothing was the same. Guess I got to bring Drake to y'all. Show that I'm big. Guess I got to be faith to y'all. Had to show him, did he hit him? Then I left him all bad boy. I got to be faith to y'all. They don't even know what these bitches is doing. They raping y'all. And for these PT niggas, well, this movie here is rated R, so we can get it soon. As soon as them nines are boom, them nines is goons. Chill Danny Myers and Adi Boom. I don't even know when they start popping up with niggas. As far as press, well, if it's drama, I got a mafia niggas that be popping on you niggas, start shopping on you niggas. If I see food, I'm going to eat them. Red Lobster for you niggas. And I don't even got no options for you niggas. When it comes to this battle rap shit, I'll be dropping on you niggas.
Right.
What's up, man?
Okay, DNA. Okay,
yo.
DNA. Yo, DNA, yo, you winning?
Nah, I stopped. You know what's so crazy? When I'm on the phone or anything, I stop playing. I was winning, but once I'm like, I got a call, I'm not, because my mind ain't going to be on the game. So I'm like, yo, I'm going to do this shit, and when this shit is over, I'm about to gamble some more. But, yeah, I stopped playing in order.
Yo,
DNA.
Hold on. You can rock out a little bit, man. Hold on, man. I thought he was busy and shit. That's so we didn't want to hear the music and all that shit. Have your interview all fucked up sounding. You know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah, I know what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
DNA, let me ask you a question. Who won between Lux and Hollow, my nigga?
Good question.
I'm going to be honest. Every time watching it, it's like, you got it like, all right, put it like this, right? In terms of seeing what Hollow did to me was very smart because he didn't try to out-rap Lux.
Right.
Put Lux in his place, which to me, that's why I feel like Hollow won the battle. But you're going to have a lot of niggas that are just going to base it off of lyrics, and they're going to say that, you know, Lux is saying a little witty more shit. But Hollow kind of put a hole into his whole like performance thing because, you know, a lot of shit that he be saying, really, sometimes it don't make sense. So Hollow really brought that shit to light, and I feel like Hollow battled. Like, Lux might have had better lyrics, but Hollow's performance was better, freestyle, delivery, like, he beat him in every other category. So I had Hollow
so you
win one.
So Hollow went in there and did his job, right? He had the angles and he knew what he was going to do.
Exactly. Basically,
okay.
it's like, to me, I feel like it's silly if somebody goes into something trying to beat somebody at something that they know the nigga's a master at. Like you just
mm-hmm.
gotta, like, know, like, you gotta know how to win. Like, for example, right, like, Like that's like Murder Mook back in the day. He battled a lot of niggas that I feel like was saying that was lyrically better than him, but he was the nigga that knew how to win or knew how to make it debatable by the angle that he took or the way that he went about, you know what I mean, approaching every opponent he battled. And I feel like that's what Hollow did. And then Lux didn't give you nothing really to make an argument because he did the same thing that we've seen him do against Calico.
Right.
Switched it up and just said, fuck the preacher shit. I'm going to go back to how I used to rhyme. Then it would have been a whole different battle. Because then it would have been like, Hollow, you saying a bunch of shit that the nigga's not doing no more. He switched it up and went back to the old Lux. But Lux kind of fell into Hollow's trap. So when Hollow was saying all the shit about, we don't want to hear that shit, Sharif, and Hollow be your name, and all you do is talk, it played into it. So I kind of think it didn't. It helped Hollow, definitely, because I feel like Hollow got it 2-1. But I think it didn't hurt Lux's brand or career. I think it taught him a lesson.
Nah.
I just think it taught him something to where he understands that if he goes in the ring with a certain nigga, he can't keep using that same formula he used on Calico because it's not going to work. You get what I'm saying? Like, everybody's story is not like how Calico's was. That was a unique story that he played off of because the situation Calico's Pops was in. So...
Yo, Dean.
Are you excited for Lux and Mook Part 2?
So what?
Are you excited for Lux and Mook Part 2?
Because I feel like it could be a crazy battle. I just hope they both go back to their old style. I don't really want to see Lux preach if he battles Mook. I want him to spit bars. And then Mook got to not spit how he did against Iron. He got to go back to how he used to rhyme. If they do that, then it'll be a crazy battle. I mean, back in the day, the first one was classic.
Right. Mm-hmm. DNA.
Yo.
Let me ask you a question. What was you thinking when Calico was spitting that hot garbage to you, man?
I don't think he prepared. I think he just took it like, see, that's one thing. Like, I might be motivated, but I'm never going to do that. Like, that's just wilding. Like, I just think the nigga got the bread. I'm gonna tell you what I really know it was, right? Like a nigga like me, when I'm on my shit, like yo, I'm a kill. I could battle four niggas in a month and put on four good performances because I make the freestyle and I come up with shit fast. A nigga like Calico doesn't do that. So I think at first he realized yo, it's Christmas or whatever, or he just probably needed the bread. He took the battle with me and Surf being in the same month. When he realized he couldn't come up with rhymes for both of us, logically it makes sense to half-ass the battle with me because me and Calico ain't have no history. Calico did some shit that was set up. The shit with Surf, he couldn't lose that because of how much shit Surf was talking, so it was a grudge match. So I think he was like, if I bullshit against DNA but I kill Surf, I'm good. Which played out like that because a lot of niggas was like, you know, my shout-out to my man Harry that put it together on EPL, but, you know, it was a new league. So, you know, not that many people was going to watch it. So, you know what I mean? It was smart because then when he beat Surf, a lot of niggas.
I don't mean to cut you off. DNA, like, I'm just an angry fan. Like, how do you think, like, do you think that's right for us? As fans, I honestly believe that us fans control this whole shit. What I mean by that is because, like, if we don't watch y'all, then I don't see why they would be paying y'all the battle rap if y'all didn't have no fans. That's just how I see the shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all get paid to entertain us. Like, how do you think that looks to us?
Nah.
You came with it. You came did what you supposed to do, but like that shit with Calico was whack, and it fucks you up because we don't want to see that shit.
No. I definitely agree. Without the fans, there's no battle rappers. I mean, that's what y'all watching the shit for. But whatchamacallit? I just feel like definitely if you're a fan watching it, it is disappointing to a fan to see him do that. Even if you would have came with 3 rounds. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, a nigga could never say, I did something like that. They could say, well, the 3 rounds DNA had, I didn't like. But I'm never just going to come, and you could just tell, like, all right, well, DNA just...
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. I
feel like you shouldn't have did that. I feel like if it's to that point where you can't even think of some shit to say at all, just don't do it. Because now he's not even hurting y'all or hurting me. He's hurting himself because, like, niggas got to remember, man, this ain't... This shit is not worldwide. Like, what I mean by that is, like, 50 Cent, for example. Get Rich or Die Trying, that album. Everybody worldwide knows about that album. So, if you say that the Curtis album was trash, niggas still know that he's got a good body of work.
Right.
When you a fan of battle rap, the first battle a nigga can stumble on is me versus Calico and be like, yo, this nigga Calico sucks. Because it all depends what a nigga type on YouTube or what's going to come up. So that's why you can't play around it, because every battle counts, because you don't know what somebody, when they type in your name, what the fuck is going to pop up.
Right. Yo, D.
Right.
Are you in K-Shine? Are y'all going to battle Queen of the Ring or what, man? I heard y'all niggas made blogs about y'all going to battle some of the females over there. What's good, man?
Yo, hold on right quick.
Mm-hmm. These niggas said that they going to battle Queen of the Ring.
You better get money for this.
These niggas said they going to battle Queen of the Ring. You heard?
Yeah, y'all was saying. Yeah, I'm here. Y'all was saying the shit about me and K-Shine doing the blog with the Queen of the Ring chick.
Yeah, y'all said I'm going to battle the females. Is that going to go down still or not?
I mean, I'm with it or whatever. I ain't speak to K-Shine in a minute, but I mean, we did the blog, so I know we're with it, but we just waiting on Debo, man. That nigga Debo ain't say nothing yet, but I think he's trying to do some shit in the summer, so we might do it then. But
DNA,
I think that should be good for the sport.
DNA, you and Pat Stay. What's up?
Yo, man, that's one thing I know, man. I want that chain. I told them niggas, man, if I got to take the Dutch battle and shit, I'll do it. But I definitely want it, man, so I definitely would take that battle with Pat Stay.
I think you can get to, I fuck with Pat Stay. I think you got Pat Stay.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I'm not gonna tell y'all what I know how to do, but I know how to break it down. I definitely can beat him.
I'm gonna respectfully disagree with that.
Nah, I think he would get past it. You know what it is about DNA? Is that I'm not gonna front. I don't like all his bells and shit. But it's like, now I mean, I respectfully. You know what I'm saying, DNA? I don't mean on some other shit, but like, not every single battle I like. But it's just that niggas gotta understand the thing about him is that he can freestyle and rebuttal the best of them. And it's not just that. It's the fact that he's been on URL where it's been the gun shit, but he's also been on Grind Time where it was the joke. So he got stuff for everybody in all reality.
Yeah,
and
you
still
know,
mad
now,
young.
You know what it is? You know what it is? It's just like, I'm going to show you something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Pat Stay is a great battle rapper. It's not taking nothing away from him, but he can't battle people where he doesn't, where he's not in the position to put them in their place. Like, that's why he didn't battle Sharone. Because what can Pat Stay tell Sharone? It's a thousand things Sharone can tell him. You
right.
Live with this life that you really, what was Pat going to Pat Stay going to say? I'll slap the shit out of you, Sharone. That's not going to make the crowd go crazy. You feel
also
me? Like,
you should. I can see Sharone being a Pat Stay.
Exactly, of course, because it's more to talk about on Sharone's behalf than it is Pat Stay. You can't bully a nigga that's just standing there like, okay, nigga, I'm a regular white boy that raps. Like, that's
right.
Not going to work. Like, against
right.
Math, who niggas consider a bully, against a disaster, who niggas consider, you know, a nigga that talks shit, it works.
Arsenal.
You see what I'm saying? Mm. And I look at the nigga, look at the
right.
People battles. Like, he's smart. Like, you battle, like, you feel me? Like, me and Ill Will is a weird matchup because on both ends, it's like, when niggas look at, what can Ill Will tell me? Like, I mean, of course, niggas obviously put two and two together that he done more street shit than I've done. You know what I mean? Or you know, you get what I'm saying? And on the same token, it's like DNA. What can you tell him to make him look like he's not shit? So that's why I said that certain battles like that is weird, because it's not, it's opposite. You know what I mean? So sometimes opposites attract and make good battles. So that's why I cook the L. But at the same time, in a situation with Pat Stay, if you notice his battles, he only battles niggas that fit that bully role. Like, why me and L will it be L is because we both can freestyle. So that gives something that we do the same to where it could be some shit that's back and forth. But with Pat Stay, he don't really freestyle like that. So him battling me or Sharone, it's like there's not too much that he'll have to talk about, which is smart.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like Mayweather. He said, like, Mayweather fights the best of them, but, you know, niggas is selective. Which if you feel like that's the best for your career, that's something you should do.
Right. Yo, D, man, thank you for coming on the show, man. We fuck with you heavy up here, man.
Yo, no doubt. Good looking, man.
Yo, D, can I shout out to the Angry Fan Movement?
Got you, man. Yo, DNA, man, shout out to the Angry Fan Movement, man. Y'all already know, man.
Hold
on,
one more thing. Promote your music, homie. I
don't
want you to leave without promoting your music. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Make sure y'all go to youtube.com/DNA files. I got 3 tracks out there now. My mixtape about to drop soon. So definitely stay tuned, man. Twitter.com
/DNA_DTF08. And yeah, all that shit that I was saying here, I got a blog too, Angie Spring, where I was breaking it down about, you know what I mean, how, you know what I mean, certain bloggers and certain, you know what I mean, debate groups and how, you know what I mean, about how the whole shit goes with the top 10, the proving ground shit. I did that shit on hiphopisreal.com. So I know they're going to release that part.
Okay.
Hey,
dope. Did you diss me? Let me know ahead of time.
You said what? Oh, no, I ain't diss you in there. I just said sometimes, I was like, sometimes Instagram thinking he's helping niggas, but he really, nigga, like, you had, like, before I get off, I'm explaining this. Like, sometimes I be feeling like, and it's not this dude, but before, I seen a lot of niggas do it. Sometimes I know y'all niggas mean well, but the way y'all go about saying it, sometimes it don't come across to the nigga watching it, you trying to help him. It comes across as you attacking him by the approach you going about telling him about himself. Like, you feel me?
You know what, bro? You know what? I can respect that, because I really am a blunt-ass nigga. I will not even lie to you, DNA.
You see what I'm saying?
My
like,
nigga. I'm a regular hood nigga. I'm not trying to be politically correct in this shit, to be with you. I feel you, though.
No, but that's what I'm saying. In certain instances where I feel like, you know what I mean, not saying you shouldn't be blunt, but my whole thing is what I said. I was like, on an interview, I said, sometimes you got to ask yourself, are you stating your opinion just so your opinion can be heard? Or are you stating your opinion so the person that you're stating it to can actually work on the thing? That's what you got to ask yourself. Because if you just want to state your opinion, then, nigga, you can say it however you want. Nigga, you trash. Nigga, you suck. Nigga, you garbage. But if you want the nigga to take what you're saying and implement it and what he does from now on so he can make change, then you got to say it a different way. Because, like I said, it's not what you say. It's always how you say it. So if a nigga feel like attacking him, he might be like, man, I don't want to hear that shit. I'm not listening. But if a nigga be like, yo, I fuck with da-da-da in this battle, I think you got to go back to doing that more and stop doing this. Then a nigga might be like, that is true. Right? In this battle, I was doing this. But if a nigga just be like, man, that nigga's trash. Man, that nigga's falling off. I don't know what he's doing. You know how a lot of niggas are. A lot of niggas ain't. A lot of
people. All right, you talk about me. I know DNA. I'll be kind of hard.
No. But you know what it is? It's not just you, because it's niggas that, you see, like, in a certain way, you got clout because you got the movement, you got the group and all that. So it's certain niggas that I've never seen before, and I just turn on YouTube, and they be bashing niggas. That they really think a nigga is going to listen to it and take heed to what they're saying. But he's not. You feel me? It's like if your son is getting F's in school, and you telling him, nigga, you stupid, you dumb, don't bring me F's. That's not going to make the problem change. That's just going to make the niggas say, fuck my dad and my mom. But if you tell
him, you know what? You right about that, my nigga. I think on some G shit, keep it real, because you ain't even know me really 8 months ago, my nigga. I think I got to get used to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I like being like me. I want to be say what the fuck I want to say, but I'm actually seeing now that mad niggas is following, and it's just like, I guess I kind of agree with you somewhat right there, but I still want to be me, you feel me?
No.
I want to be all you niggas that fuck up and shit.
Yeah, it's something that I had to learn too, because when it was certain niggas, or like even my mans or a nigga that I consider my friend, and I want to tell him like yo man, that shit was whack, or I don't like that. I realize it's a way going about it, because you got to remember at the end of the day, even with your closest friends, niggas is defensive. So you got to imagine somebody that a nigga don't know and he's saying that. The first automatic thing a nigga's going to do is jump to defense instead of taking it like, all right, maybe this nigga's really trying to say something to help me. So that's why I said it's
not about
the
program. I know that shit, DNA.
we appreciate it, man. We got to wrap up here, man. We about to sign off.
Got you. Yeah, definitely, man. When my mixtape drops and shit, I'm going to come back on there and niggas can talk again. Or whenever it's the battle, or we can come back on afternoon, man. Talk about that.
Yo, DNA, we focus over here, man. We ain't trying to kill you, bro. We trying to motivate you.
I already know.
That's what it is.
So definitely, man. I'm going to promote the shit when we dropping and all that.
Early, man.
Blue,
we want to hit you back up, you heard?
Got you.
Early.
All right, bet.
Salute to DNA.
Nice. I like that interview right there.
Right.
Oh, you brother rapper, don't take it personal, man. I don't want y'all to take it personal. We try to motivate you niggas over here. You feel me? We don't like you niggas, so we wouldn't even be talking about you niggas.
You guys already know, man. We're about to wrap this up. Catch us tomorrow, 8 to 10. We got Rum Nitty on the show tomorrow. We're going to talk all about the PGs and everything like that.
And you guys already know, man.
8 to 10. And West Coast Dread, that's right, my bad. We got West Coast Dread and Rum Nitty on tomorrow. Catch us on there, follow us all on Twitter, man, @TopBattleRaps, @AngryFan007, at Three Letterman. Catch Cap's new blog it just dropped today, youtube.com/AngryFan007. This episode will be up tonight, youtube.com/AngryFansRadio. Fellas.
Man, fuck with me, man. AngryFan007, shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement, everybody who's been fucking with us, you know what I'm saying, from day one, real shit.
It's your boy, Three Letter Man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Niggas. Holla.
You already know, we out.
Early.